want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left would be radio. That's just
you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I got a little bit. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Turn that radio down. How many years have you been listening?
Oh, about 6 months. Oh, wait.
If you don't turn it down, I'm going to the next call. But anyway, what is your comment?
I just want to talk about the position in the White House staff that's above Condoleezza Rice that you were mentioning.
Right. I couldn't think of the name, and it was coming off the top of my head, but it was newly created under this administration.
Yes. His name is Don Geronimo, and he's the he's above the National Security Advisor. So he's the go-between. And his claim to fame is that he has big, hairy balls, actually, and he tickles Michael Mara's taint on occasion.
Well, let me tell you that. Since you know all that, maybe that's where you should stick. And I think I've heard your voice before, and that's how you smell.
How often do you fart?
And as you see, people get ignorant by the call.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, from anywhere in America. America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know if you fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Aww. Here they come. Guys supplying the beverages for Buzz today.
They were loud.
Levels were a little off, sorry. You see, you got one button for my setting and one button for Rob's setting.
Sure. Hey, Rob turns it up every time you're not looking.
Sorry about that, Rob.
Based on a true story, he was a young
man. I'm not sorry.
A man of faith, and his soul torn apart. Your discretion is ours.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Joe. Don't forget, please, and all the ships at sea, words are hard.
Yes.
And so are Don Geronimo and Mike. Whoa, there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie and Ryan. Thank you for listening, everybody. It's the Don and Mike show on this Friday. October 24th.
Right.
And yes, the Buzz is alive.
All right.
877-365-3636.
I'm sorry.
Wow. That's the main number here. From anywhere in America. Canada. Well, you made it by a slim margin. Congratulations. You still get to participate.
Welcome to our North American family.
800-636-1067 and Washington, D.C. 202-432-1067.
Hi, Donna. Mike Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah, I'll tell you by your name today. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Is anyone missing? Hey, what happened? Shut up. Did you wash your ass today?
Someone call for a doctor?
Wow. You made radio history yesterday.
Really? What happened?
Yeah. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Surprisingly well. A little slower than usual, but otherwise okay.
You know, a lot of guys have gotten loop-de-looped on the radio and over the years, you know, done that little drunk driving experiment, which used to be popular on top 40 stations. Mm-hmm. And Lord knows, we've known a lot of guys that drank and you didn't even know about it on the air. But the fact is, Buzz, There was something special about what you did yesterday.
So you're saying you could tell?
That yeah, oh yeah, just a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, all right.
This is Jim Elliot. a buzz yesterday. Listen, the saga continued after the show with what happened. And if you missed the show yesterday, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry because you missed a really, really good spur-of-the-moment impromptu show.
Fabulous.
That featured Buzz.
Absolutely fabulous.
Good. Featured Buzz drinking moonshine.
Yeah, something.
Buzz thought he got some of it. You pronounce that stuff
absinthe.
Absinthe.
The stuff we had yesterday was, you know, faux absinthe. It really wasn't the real thing.
Yeah, and can I bring this up?
Just powerful.
What?
I
got a bone to pick with that guy. The guy that brought the bottle.
The real stuff.
Oh, the guy that brought the bottle of the real stuff. Yeah, see, mm-hmm.
The guy that we spotlighted that came in here and dropped the bottle off.
Yeah, it vanished.
He took it back.
That's what I hear.
That's what I hear.
I didn't notice it. There were a lot of things I didn't notice. So we were sent the bottle of the imitation stuff, mm-hmm. which was still well over 100 and what proof,
110
Buzz?
Proof.
110 proof.
Yeah.
And while Buzz was drinking a really large tumbler of that on ice.
About a third of the bottle.
One of our listeners came in and had a bottle of the real stuff.
Right.
The kind that gives you, monkey pox.
Yeah, the stuff that will rot your brain from the inside out. Whatever.
So Buzz took a swig from that and then went back to his other stuff, and he was just bombed.
Yeah.
Just
really drunk.
Bombed, wasted out of his mind. Right. But in a charming way.
Well, thank you. I'm absolutely glad to hear that, because I would have no idea.
You were hysterically
that
funny.
That is, by the way, the drunkest I have ever been in my entire life without either, passing out or getting violently ill.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not eager to revisit that anytime very soon.
Well, I was thinking next week one day. You wouldn't mind.
Maybe with the real stuff.
I thought this was well. And you would do it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm just
that's what
crazy
I love about you,
way.
Buddy. I love that.
You know, it's a new Buzz, and I'm just digging every minute of it.
So, the show continued, and I'm sorry, but I'm the only one that got to see the show.
I'm crazy.
After the show. Because Buzz, of course, could not drive.
Right. No,
he was
no
in
way.
No condition to drive his automobile. So, I gave my buddy Buzz a drive home.
We were all hoping that's the way it was going to work out.
Mm-hmm. And now, I did make a couple of notes that I'd like Buzz to comment on.
All right.
For his first comment. Well, after climbing into the car, which was
a climb
for Buzz, it was tough.
Little effort.
Because he was bombed out of his mind.
Yeah.
He gets up in the car, and we start the car, and I turned on my cell phone.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
My cell phone, like a lot of cell phones, plays a gay little do-do-do-do-do-do, and
sure.
Then the screen comes on.
Uh-huh.
That has like daisies on it or something. I'm not sure. Anyway, Buzz sat there and he said, "Wow, that is one pretty phone." Well, okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
You were noticing now
a lovely
so
melody.
To me, that comment would indicate that maybe the real stuff had kicked in a little bit. You were noticing the bright colors on his phone?
I don't, I didn't actually see the phone. I just heard it and was mesmerized by the melody. Pretty.
Oh, a pretty tune.
Yes. And then there was lots of touching. I mean, for Buzz, his left
lots
hand.
Lots of man touching?
Lots of his left hand.
Very hetero, but yeah.
Going onto my shoulder. Lots
right.
of the patting of my right shoulder mm-hmm. and lots of the.
In that nice drunken way?
Yeah, right. You know what I mean. It's that, it's not homo, but it's close as hetero.
So what you're saying is he's your kind of drunk. He's
oh,
yeah.
You,
I love everybody.
He's the
love.
You bet.
You two guys are.
I said
you're
to
in
him,
that lucky category.
Yeah, I said.
So.
I said to him, and you probably don't remember because I've been as drunk as you were yesterday. Just never.
You are hysterical when you get to that stage.
Thank God on the radio. But I said to Buzz, now I know how Frida feels.
Vaguely.
When she has to drive me home, because I realized at one point you were just kind of sitting there in the car. Not really noticing what was going on, just
happy.
Happy. Happy.
You know,
struggling yet happy.
Uh-huh. You used to be my favorite. Maybe you still are.
Probably.
Going away. When
long
you
term.
Get a few cocktails under your belt, there's nobody I'd rather hang out with and watch you get a little bit bombed
mm-hmm.
because it starts with your mouth and then it goes, you go into that kind of I love you, man routine.
Yeah, I know.
But he may have. Because his mouth got broken so much earlier than even yours. You do the thing with your lower lip.
Yeah.
If I goof it up. But he was right there with you. So I think what I'm trying to say is I'd like to take you both out and get you whacked.
There'd be a lot of love.
There you go.
So, and also with all the touching and the,
I love being on the show.
We're having a great time.
And then there would be, I'm sorry. he was still.
Did I still do that?
You said it today.
A couple of times.
I said, "What are you sorry for?"
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I tried to punch through the news.
If anything, Buzz, we were forcing that stuff down your throat.
He said, "I tried to punch through the news, and I just couldn't do it." And then we pulled up to his house, and then this was the best moment because there's his wife, Martha,
waiting for him,
and there's the concerned neighbor.
My neighbor, yeah,
who's standing there, and as Buzz gets out of the car,
did Marcia have a rolling pin? That's what I'm picturing.
Yes, she did. Was the concerned neighbor coming out of Buzz's house?
No,
I just
well, you know, I couldn't tell. Not to mention as the three of us were watching him, uh-huh. I got out and said hello to Marcia and met Buzz's neighbor, and then watched Buzz as he got tangled up. Buzz carries like an igloo chest with him to work every day. You do carry a
my
little...
My sodas and protein shakes are in there. My hard-boiled egg.
His hard-boiled egg.
There it is.
That's just the thing with me and Buzz. I've not shared that with anybody. The fact that it's really funny when you get down to it, when you walk in and you're talking to somebody and they're just eating an egg.
Uh-huh. Right.
Nothing else. Just eating an egg. Looking at you, leaning into their mouth, going... they're taking a bite of egg.
Eating his egg.
And then
protein for the day.
Right. Then you get the egg breath coming up.
Oh, God.
And anyway, that's Buzz when he's not drunk. So he's trying to get out of the car. And he's got his cooler bag. Uh-huh. And he's got his computer bag.
His lunchbox.
And really, he has these two space-age-looking pouches that he had, like, photography equipment type pouches.
Yeah, but they're filled with marijuana.
And he can't get out of the car because the seatbelt is tangled
all tied up
in the cords of his bags. And the three of us are just standing there looking at him, and he really can't get out of the car.
I felt like a fly struggling to get free of a web.
Can't get out.
Oh, my God. Couldn't even find the door handle, as I recall. I needed help with that.
Well, it's a complicated thing. Oh, yeah, that was maybe the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Before the stuff with the with him getting tangled up, we were standing out there and the door wasn't opening. He wasn't getting out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then we heard, "Are you coming?" He says, I can't find the handle. I can't.
You're just watching him like jerk around in your passenger seat for a while.
Yeah, it was a show, just for 30 seconds or so.
Right.
But
your neighbor was concerned, huh, Buzz?
Yeah, I guess he just came out to greet me, make sure I was okay.
Right.
Very nice that way.
And your wife seemed cool.
Yeah, she was fine.
I mean, I think she's cool with everything, but
she'd have to be at this point, wouldn't she?
I would think, being as you're 50 and all that.
How many years married, Buzz?
28.
Wow, Jesus.
Yeah, she seemed unfazed. And what was the step after I left? What did you guys do?
I did get just a tiny bit ill. Not a lot. Just a very brief. I'd say the illness lasted maybe 15-20 seconds. Fortunately, I didn't really have anything in my stomach, which might explain why the alcohol took its effect so severely yesterday.
So you did puke. Technically, you did puke.
Yeah,
did you have some bile?
Just a little bile.
Some bile.
You looked a little hungover today. Are you a little hungover today?
You know, I can't really tell. I maybe feel a little tired. I have to be honest, because one of the effects, and one of the things I'm leading up to here, I had a little soup. I was able to sip that in very small amounts, so that was a good thing.
Right.
And then I watched a very scary show with ghosts and monsters and stuff in it while I was still, pretty wasted.
Pretty whack.
And then I watched, the same comedies that everybody else watches and then
wasted.
Went to bed. Well, I got prepared to go to bed at about 11 o'clock, realized I've had dinner, it's 4 hours later, I'm sober.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go get my car.
Right.
So we drive to the station.
Oh, I had the sex stuff. I'm sorry.
And drive back. No. I'm not sure I was in any condition.
No, I don't know.
On the other hand, I couldn't sleep. I absolutely, positively, I laid awake until 2:15. Woke up at usual time.
I'm fine.
That didn't happen. I got home fine.
I'm
fine.
Give me the key. So I've had about 4 hours sleep, but I got up at my usual time this morning, worked out, and as far as I know, except for feeling just a little bit sluggish.
A little logy?
Yeah, a little logy. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm fine.
He's like Uncle Joe.
Moving kind of slow.
At the junction.
Right.
If I could just issue a sweeping statement, something that's bothered me for years is people that fight hangovers by working out.
Right.
It's wrong.
I agree, Rob.
I really hate that.
When you tie one on the night before, you stay in bed the next
day. That's right. And put the blankets over your eyes.
Right.
Plenty of fried food.
Yeah.
I'm very serious about
this. Absolutely.
Never been proven, and what does it say about me? I'm such a... It's been a long time since I've had a real, like Buzz has today, a gray day.
Right.
Since I really went out and just, knocked the lights out of it. But I guarantee, if you're listening now and you're hungover... Mm-hmm. Well, first, congratulations, because that...
Way to go, stud.
That means either you've got a problem or things are going so good that you can afford to get bombed on a Thursday night and not worry about work on Friday.
Right. That's right.
So if you've got a hangover right now, don't go to the quality fast food place.
No.
Go to one of your secondary chains.
Greasiest one you can find.
Yeah, get a greasy cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm. That is the ideal thing. Now, I'm not sure I agree with you about the fried food, but the greasy fried French fries are fine.
Mm-hmm.
With... a hamburger. You need that protein.
Greasy burger. Yeah.
If you eat a donut you have a hangover, you are in very bad trouble.
Right. No, you got to have fast food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we leave it, here on the Don and Mike show with our advice.
Yes.
I think you would agree with me, Dr. Romero.
Yes, I would.
That I would say Taco Bell. If that works for you.
I don't know if they're in existence in much of the country anymore, but I believe... in the day, Don, the Roy Rogers chain was a fabulous
stop. They're still in business. You can get chicken there.
Mm-hmm. You were coming out of Las Vegas.
Right.
In fact, Don was with me and our old general manager, and I forgot if there was anybody else with us, perhaps a producer, I don't remember. But we were all in a great deal of pain, a great deal of agony from the night before. We stopped in the Roy's, got our cheeseburgers, and my God, life was great after that.
That'll do it.
May I suggest the magic of the Double R Bar Burger,
which includes beef,
ham, and cheese.
There you are, yes.
It's like aspirin.
That sounds good.
Oh, it's excellent.
Beef, ham, and cheese.
Yeah,
Buzz,
bring it.
That's what you need if you're as hungover as Buzz was. That's the sure cure. Don't believe any of this other stuff.
Observing the amount that you consumed yesterday.
Lord.
I didn't think it was that dramatic.
No, it was a third of a bottle, but it was very powerful stuff.
Yeah, 55%
alcohol.
I mean... Well, that third of a bottle, I mean, Don and I did a couple of Las Vegas-style shows where we...
I know.
We probably did a little more damage than that.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. He's still smarter than us. There's no doubt about that.
He is indeed.
He didn't burn out enough brain cells yesterday. He still way has the lead on us.
Yeah, I really...
I combine my brain cells and, well-documented, and Mike's equally well-documented.
Yeah, we used to actually amount to half a brain. I think with the damage that's been done over the years, perhaps a little less than that right now.
Now, I think we're operating at about, if you put our brains together...
You think we're still a half a brain?
I think we're about... I'd put us in the 82%.
We're about, function?
Well,
82%
way,
brain function?
Way up there. Yeah.
That's right.
When we combine our brains?
I think between the two of us, we're only down about 12% from acceptable level.
Absolutely.
You're fine.
We're operating, as Data would say, we are operating within
parameters.
Within parameters,
mm-hmm. We are.
You're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're okay. You don't. You're only using really. And how much of your brain is it that you really use? Allegedly, something like 3%.
Yeah, something like 3%. And somewhere in our 82, we use some of that.
So,
I don't know, 2% of the brain.
Consider that the
yep.
Oh, shut up, Rob. The 2%, the 3%, the low fat, the skim, whatever percent of your brain that it is, our percentage is diluted down from that.
Like a good drink with melted ice.
Yeah, but still.
It's diluted.
But yesterday, Buzz, who must have just killed out God knows how many brain cells yesterday,
mm-hmm.
is still superior. I mean, he's way out in front.
Oh, he is. He is.
He's the winner.
And he motivated me. Watching him yesterday just got me in the mood for the weekend.
I'll bet.
I started about 2 hours ago.
I feel I've had my week. Oh, really? Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, can I be honest with you? That what you had yesterday
right?
is pretty much a daily activity for me. You just can't tell because I've built up the
tolerance.
The tolerance.
I know. Mike has a name for that, what you did yesterday. It's called breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not really fond of the flavor, but I would have replaced
that with vodka.
Sure, yeah.
And a little tomato juice.
Mmm.
Tasty.
And I know there are calls for Buzz. And yeah, we'll get to it. Can I just say, though, I believe this. I've believed it every year since they started this. You're gonna fall back this weekend with the clocks. Right. Now,
oh, is that this weekend?
And this is what I say to all of you: welcome back to regular time, because I love when it falls back. And unbeknownst to all of you, the entire last 6 months or however long it's been, I've stayed on fallback time.
So it's actually 2:19 now.
2:19 East Coast time.
Donnie time.
That would be 11:19 West Coast time. Right now, I've stayed on it. And think about this, my friends. This will trip your mind.
Trip your mind
on Monday. Oh, do I have time now?
No, he's not on the phone now. In 10 minutes.
Oh, wait, we got a break for. It's always for a woman.
Mm.
A beautiful woman's coming on the show.
Oh, this lady's going to join us earlier today.
From CBS, yeah. So we got a break now. Listen, it's the right time. And the thing is, when you come to work on Monday or Sunday, whatever you do, and just think to yourself, you're going to say, oh, it's 9:30. No, it's not. Because just yesterday you thought it was a different time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do what I do and stay on this time plan year-round...
What if you like the other time plan and then you just ignore fall back?
If you like the other one, you're an idiot.
Really?
But I'll tell you this. One last thing.
You get more daylight with the other one.
One last thing. I like saving. I like saving money.
You're a saver.
Yeah.
And that brings to my point. It is daylight saving time. It's not daylight savings time. Daylight savings time is incorrect.
Isn't it called daylight savings time?
It's called daylight saving.
Technically, it is daylight saving. That's what you're doing. So why, you know, but I mean, I've always
why
heard
did
it
you
with
call
the
it
S
daylight,
on the
end. Daylight savings times.
Quite simply because my father and my father's father and my father's father's father.
And I think that it's one of the biggest things wrong. And I had this argument with my wife today saying there's not
get
a lot
dark time.
Not a lot that I know. You know, I got only half of 84% of a brain. But I think it's daylight saving time.
You're right.
Well,
what's it say in the paper? Well, internet, it says it's daylight saving time.
You're a little wobbly today. So
my wife, here's what she did. She gets a calendar.
Yeah.
And I don't know what calendar it is, whatever it's I Love Dogs or whatever the calendar is. Mm-hmm. And it says right here, look, begin daylight savings time.
Hmm.
I said, well, just because some dope printed it on a calendar doesn't mean that...
Well, but that might be the way it's always written.
Grammatically, though, shouldn't it be daylight saving time?
Well, is it a grammatical situation when you've got that statement?
It's never sounded right to me. It's always...
Daylight savings time.
Daylight saving time.
The official name is saving, singular. Saving, daylight saving time.
Well, how do you know that?
By checking with the universities that explain how it got started and why we have it.
Then you're done.
Thank you, everybody.
Then you're set. Anybody that says or writes daylight savings time is incorrect.
Right. And may I cite his other history? I'm sure many of you enjoy her as Donna Summers.
Donna Summers, Silver Springs.
Yes, it is Donna Summer. It is Silver Spring.
George Thank Michaels.
You. Yes, the list goes on. We got a break. We got a break. Just a second. Oh, hold on. One call. Hello, Don and Mike, because Nancy's here. And then we've got all these calls for Buzz. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Okay.
All right. I just found it amusing. It's a little past the point now. So, 82% of your brain is what you said you were using, and you said you were missing out on 12%. I just wanted to question that because that actually adds up to 94% that you're
well,
totally
I think
up to.
I think what that is that we've proved our point.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
But how do you know that we didn't do it on purpose? How do you know that? You know,
I'm not sure.
We're briefed with a script, and we said, you know, this will be funny. For all the dink mathematicians out there that add up things on the show, this will be really amusing. This will be amusing
bye-bye.
For those those total dink.
Bye-bye.
Mallet head dink.
Have a nice weekend counting.
I think what I'll do on my Friday is listen to Don carefully, then add up his numbers and see if they jive.
Dink.
Thanks for distancing yourself from me on that, incidentally.
I'm sorry. You know, I really, it's the math thing. Math traumatized me.
All right, I'll take the bullet for that, if in fact that's what it is. Either way, it was just numbers.
Yeah.
Just numbers. Just gags. Just gags.
Just total gags with our half a brain, with our 82% brain function.
Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing today?
You got to make it fast because we're now going to be late.
Yeah, I wanted to mention a buddy of mine partook of the absence.
Absent, sorry.
As Buzz did.
So am I. I apologize. Please call back for a prize.
Seabiscuit by a nose.
Please call the business line for a prize. Tell them you were the one that was abruptly cut off because we had to go to break. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, don't we all have to kind of move it for his sake today? Don't we got to keep it energized today?
Mike, you and I are fine. We're operating at normal maximum speed.
Absolutely. I just want to...
With 82% of our brain and 12%, which would make 94%, which would mean we're 6% short.
I want to just keep it energized for Buster Poindexter over there.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Always messing with my knee.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dell, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you gotta master the technology of this game.
Yeah, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bingo, baby! The Don and Mike Show.
All right. I believe that Nancy's on the line, so as much as I like Earth, Wind, and Fire, let's go to this catch. We've got the bone-crunching NFL music.
CBS NFL music.
Joining us now, TV buddy.
Our TV buddy, Jim Nance.
Nancy. Hey, Nancy.
Straight out of Gladiators, that music.
Yes,
sounds
it
like, doesn't it?
You know, it's grown on me a little bit.
You big fan of Spartacus, Jim?
I liked it. Yeah, it's one of Kirk's better performances.
Thank you.
You know, he's been talking prime time now. I'm a movie reviewer now.
Really, aren't
you? The movie premiere last night that I want to tell you about.
Really?
Let me just introduce, of course, your voice recognizable instantly, but for those who perhaps don't know, Jim Nance from CBS Sports, the NFL Today.
One of our favorite segments now is chatting with this gentleman every week. We get a chance to, and he's football.
He's got energy coming out of every pore of his body. He's,
mm-hmm. We feed off that energy like vampires.
I save it up all week for you too. I have just a small bit left for Sunday.
And Jim, we save it up for you as well. And we've liked over the years the fact that you've gone from this little cowardly, there was a time actually when Jim would be on the show, and afterwards he'd call back and say, "Was that okay?"
Sure.
That's like Buzz saying, "I'm sorry," yesterday when he was drunk.
And now he's, you know, really, I mean, you've got, you know, I see two tiers. You've got your anchorman, your you know, your big news hands, your Dan Rathers, your Peter Jennings, your Tom Brokaw's, and now you have Jim Nance. I mean, he's right there, and I'd say I call him the heir apparent to Mr. Dan Rather.
You see me with a news future, do you?
Of course. I think it's a logical transition, Jim.
What about that? No, I wonder
what's taking so long.
Exactly.
I'm still waiting for that phone call.
Mike, that's not the route that he would go.
Wait, really?
First, he'd have to be on the crappy CBS morning show.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's really like the bullpen.
Right.
That's the minor leagues if you want to be an anchor guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or he'd have to be like a White House correspondent.
Oh,
right?
Thank you.
Could you picture that? Thank you, Dan. I'm Jim Nance. It's a tough, tough battle for President Bush. The polls say taxes too high. That's it from Washington. Now let's go to Buffalo.
Yeah, maybe
I could do that.
Maybe it's sports.
Jim, you don't think I could do that?
Jim, I
think
you can do anything, Jim.
I go to the White House all the time, but I don't go there with a microphone in my hand.
You know, let me throw this out. Feature films.
And I've already done that.
Hold on, Jim.
Yeah, of course you have. I saw
that. And Jim, you have to host those TV blooper shows.
I'm in the works right now for one coming in January.
Really? Are you kidding?
No more details.
You can't
details
give us,
to come.
You can't give us a little nugget about that?
I think what's happened is the entertainment division has caught on here about my my erudition here for prime time by just what I've been saying on your show here. For
well, what have we always told you, Jim? This is a good career move coming on this show.
So they have been calling here in the last week begging me to host a show. Again, details to come.
Thank you. highly personable he is. And, you know, he's really the kind... He is the kind of tool that you could put in that...
Mm-hmm.
In that...
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. He caught that.
He caught that.
I'm a smarmy, you know.
But listen,
host of a show where you got to scan laughter and all.
I'd do it.
We'll have a good one. I won't do it, but
you'll have a good blooper show.
Katie off the air.
I think it'd be exciting.
Tim,
we'll talk about it down the road.
Tim, true or false? Very seriously, were you contacted when they overdid the Good Morning This Is CBS show? Were you contacted when they did the last overhaul?
Yes.
See,
mm-hmm.
I told you.
You know what?
Because that's the path. That's the path. You got to.
What
sit
time down. You normally open those peepers in the morning?
That's not a
Jim.
Problem.
You can handle that?
Oh yeah.
That schedule?
That's not a problem.
You know they complain about it. You hear all the greats they talk about. It. Don and I did a morning show. We know the hours there. It's very very grueling. You can handle it?
Now, Jim,
you would require being there by about 4 o'clock in the morning. But you just you move your schedule around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is that I still love what I do in sports right now. I'm not ready to. To say goodbye to this world, by any means.
How many hours of sleep do you require a night, Jim?
About 5 or 6. I know that's probably not very healthy, but,
mm-hmm.
You really need 7.5. You need to give your body 3 solid cleansing cycles.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You'll really activate it every 2.5 hours.
This segment, man, has just turned into something special every week.
I know it has.
And, if you really want to maintain a very healthy lifestyle and...
Yes.
Be able to lose weight or maintain weight.
Right.
You get 7.5 hours of sleep because your liver demands it. That you get a good three.
You hear that, Buzz?
I hear it. 7.5.
Jimmy, you're not going to like this. You're not going to like this one gosh darn bit.
Yeah.
You know, Buzz, the guy that does the news on the show. I think you met him at the Final Four.
Oh yeah.
He had yesterday. It wasn't one of those let's get drunk and do a public service thing.
No, there was no redeeming quality to it.
He just had a he went on a binge yesterday.
A listener brought him by a very exotic cordial, and we made Buzz drink it until he couldn't drink anymore.
Got stinking and drunk on the air,
and it was absolutely the finest radio show I think we've ever had.
And you let him on the air in that condition.
Yes,
I did the news.
Comparing you two, who could tell the difference?
Jimmy, and now be honest, because I know you got this image that you like to that you've carefully cultivated. That's why you are where you are.
I just try to be me, my man.
Okay. When's the last time really you were out with some buddies or at a reception or and you
went old school.
You just. Boom! Right there was... Wow! Hammered.
Got a little tipsy. You mentioned a long time ago, Jim, you occasionally like a glass of wine.
I do. I love a fine bottle of wine. But in terms of going out and just having a game plan to go out and get plastered...
Uh-huh. Jim, I'm sorry. You said you got hammered.
I don't do that.
I turned on the MC hammer.
Click.
Do that.
There you go. So you don't do that.
Don't touch that.
Don't touch that. Jim,
wouldn't be prudent. I was at a reception last night. I did not imbibe at all because I had to drive afterwards. So I was conducted myself.
You know, something tells me you're a pretty solid citizen.
No. Listen, we all got things that we aren't proud of. But
Jim, do you speed? With your car, do you go over 55?
I did last night. I was driving from Anderson, South Carolina to Atlanta, and I was probably, being very careful, though those troopers are pretty serious.
Yeah.
But Jim, now I've driven...
Somebody in Anderson, South Carolina mentioned Don and Mike, and apparently you guys aren't lawn there anymore.
Yeah, the reason for that is that we suck.
Hearing from people that don't carry your show anymore. That's got me...
Yeah.
I was in Anderson. I mean, I know you've picked up and probably bought more markets. I just happen to be going to places
it's actually starting to dry up, Jim.
We suck. But I'll tell you what I know about that area, Jim, is that my son is a freshman at Clemson.
Oh, and, you're kidding.
My wife and I are going down this weekend for Parents Weekend, and we've made that drive from the Anderson area to Atlanta.
Well, Anderson is on the map this weekend, gentlemen.
Why is Anderson on the map? With that, the movie, the Kubo.
Oh, that's right, yes, movie. Yes.
Radio.
Right.
Yes. And I was there last night, one of the great nights for me ever. I was there for the premiere of Radio in Anderson, South Carolina, and watched the movie with radio and Coach Jones, who are old friends of mine. I've been fortunate to call them friends here for 6 or 7 years. And,
what's up, guys?
And went down with my family and took in the whole day, and they had a assembly there, the whole student body from D.L. Hanna High and in Anderson gathered at the end of the day, the school day, and out came Cuba Gooding and Ed Harris and Mike Tolan, the great director, and radio, who's, of course, the subject of the film, and Coach Jones, this really saint of a coach, now retired. It was very emotional.
Why did I make the mistake of mentioning South Carolina?
They had some critical things to say about it being too syrupy or sappy. I feel sorry for people like that that have to make their living really trying to shoot holes in stories. And
are you a sentimentalist at heart?
You know what? I definitely am. But you know what? I really do truly feel sorry for the heart and soul.
This is the measure, in my opinion. Now, I'm going to get a little grief here, but this is the measure of a man. I want to know, Jim Nance, what did you think of Rudy? The movie.
Danny?
The movie Rudy.
Or Marchke.
The movie.
Oh, okay.
The Notre Dame movie.
Hey, was Cuba Gooding Jr. there last night?
Yes, he was.
Did he have those goofy toofies in?
The fake choppers?
No. Okay, forget it. I can't even try to be humorous about it to see the way Cuba and the man that he portrayed, again, radio, I've been fortunate to know for a number of years. The two of them walking into the premiere together, holding hands. It was so dignified.
We will stop that then. We will stop.
So dignified.
Did you like Rudy or not? That is the question.
You know, you're not going to believe this. I never saw it.
You never saw Rudy?
I never saw it. I love the music for Rudy. I've used the theme cut a number of times. Very inspirational.
I mocked.
I would have loved it.
I was mocked on this show for getting emotional at the movie Rudy.
Spill it as you spilled it that day.
All right, I cried.
What's wrong with that?
I cried at Rudy.
I like Steel Magnolias. I like the Joy Luck Club. What can I say?
There you go. Yeah, you know, we got a party next time you're in town, Jim.
We'll go on and have a good cry, Mike.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that.
You know, I think the radio story is one that everybody ought to go see. I think it's an important story for people to learn about, because it's true. And to see how people in this country of all backgrounds and disabilities
we got to let him go on this one.
Get along. It is a beautiful, beautiful story.
All right.
And I loved it.
There's the endorsement from Jim Nance.
I'm not an investor in the film. I'm just somebody that...
Go see radio this weekend.
What did you think of Kill Bill?
Of what?
Kill Bill.
Tarantino movie.
I haven't seen that.
It's another movie that was out.
I have not seen that.
Not as...
I haven't seen it.
Hey, listen, I'll take in most movies.
I haven't seen Rudy,
and I missed that one.
Okay. I haven't seen it either. You know, the last one I saw was the Bill Murray movie. And my wife and I walked out on that because maybe we're just the dumbest people in the world, but we sat through about an hour of it and went, we don't get it.
Which movie was that with Bill Murray?
Do you guys have a copy of the USA Today there in your studio?
Yes,
right
we
now?
Do. Yes, yeah. Sir.
Go to the live section and see if he paid.
It's called Lost in Translation.
I want to name this person. I want to out this person.
Right. Wrote the review.
Wrote the review of Rudy.
Said it was syrupy, I think. Not Rudy of radio, you mean?
Yeah.
All right.
And then there's a line in there, third or fourth paragraph down, about the real appears at the end of the movie, and you get a sense that that person is a lot less of want to see what the word is that reviewer used.
It gets 2 stars in USA Today. The reviewer is Claudia. It looks like Claudia Pig. It's Claudia Puig Quig. Well, no, it's P-U-I-G. How would you pronounce that, Jim?
Puig.
It's Claudia Puig.
All right, listen, let me just break in for one moment. Jim, do you still follow sports?
Sometimes on weekends, yes.
All right, anyway, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
Now,
there's a line in there, though. This is important. Guys are pulling off the side of the road right now as we're talking about
All right, now
this.
You're saying what paragraph was
he
that?
He talks about the real radio appears at the end of the movie, and you get the feeling that...
Radio himself is allowed only one personality trait. Cheerfully childlike, is that what they say?
Which radio truly is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this has this unharnessed joy and passion and affection for people. He hugs everybody. He puts a smile on everyone's face. But she has this line in there that makes... she thinks that, you know...
It seems that the filmmakers wanted so much to beatify radio that they created only the barest of conflicts and avoided problems.
Yeah, that's the end of the article, but toward the first half of it, there's a thing about radio appearing at the end.
Please, the real man known as radio is shown in the movies.
A lot less syrupy or something than...
Please don't tune out, everybody.
Cuba Gooding portrayed.
Okay.
She's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just flat wrong, and it's a shame she can't... appreciate the fact that doesn't know people that actually walk around.
It's a shame I can't tell him to be quiet.
Based on this brief glimpse, one surmises he's a lot less sappy than the character Gooding portrays.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I'll tell you how sappy he is. Of course, you know, radio, James Robert Kennedy, we know him as Radio down in Anderson. I mean, he just, you know, he's been running through the halls of Hannah High School, which is another...
Now we have created a monster.
...raced him and everybody...
I'm serious.
...put them on their shoulders and allowed him to...
Look at this.
...access. He rides the bus to school every day as he has...
We got no control on this.
He rode the school bus yesterday on the day that his movie... was being premiered there in Anderson.
So you've got to...
But you know, to watch him standing outside as the stretch limousines were arriving at Hannah High School for the school assembly.
Right.
He was waiting for Cuba Gooding, and he was jumping up and down like my nine-year-old does.
Uh-huh.
You know, just can't control the excitement. You can just see it all over their face and their hands and everything. And Cuba came out of the car, and I mean, he had an embrace on Cuba for, you know, maybe a minute. And they walked in to the school holding hands.
Wow.
And radio is just... but it's safe to, again, when you got a hardened, critical soul in...
This will be replayed on NPR later tonight.
You got to think that he's a whole lot less sappy than the one we saw on the screen. Wrong.
So Claudia Puig got it wrong. Puig.
Wrong.
You got it wrong.
Give life, give the human spirit some credit here.
All right.
That's what we're trying to do on this show, Jim.
A man of passion, Mr. Jim Nance. I like that.
That's what we're trying, desperately.
And Claudia Puig, we got it in for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
How about that? Jim Nance, hot.
Wow, this is good.
He's hot.
Yeah. He's up on a tangent.
It's just, you know, it's too bad because, you know, everybody is so cynical today that we don't actually believe that...
At least we're not.
Anyone, and that loving and giving to people, and, you know, I think there's a whole community down of 20,000 people down.
Why did you just call her a bad name?
Just one individual.
Jim?
Has been a ray of light in their lives. They've all been touched by him.
Jim, I agree with Don. Would you like to call her a bad name?
No.
Oh, okay. Right.
And I know why.
We're hoping we can get that.
I know why it's
that. Hey, listen, I'm just...
It's the S on your chest. I get it, Clark Kent. I get it. Hero. I want to tell you something. You know how you know who a hero is?
How do you know that, Don?
Hero is someone who does something great, but no one knows except the hero.
Right.
That's a and you know what?
I like that.
If you're a hero, you host a show that comes on at 12 noon.
Mm-hmm.
Sundays on the CBS television network.
Yeah, we're speaking to an American hero here.
And
speaking of football.
We want to thank Jim for the Christmas message.
Right.
It was beautiful and heartfelt. That reminds me.
You know you have an open forum on this show whenever you want to talk about anything, Jim.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jimmy, let's see. Here's what we've got.
Can I do the evening news with a heavy heart?
We probably use it.
Courage. Jim, here we go. We have five games to pick, and I'll tell you for the year, we're playing...
Get a hold of yourself, man.
We're playing
That's charity. Rob in the background. Rob's in some sort of convulsion in the back of the
We're
studio.
Playing for charity now. Jim's charity is the Three Amigos, and you can see that on our website. Go to WJFK.com. Click on the big, gigantic poster-sized picture of Jim. Mm-hmm. It has a link to threeamigos.com for the year.
Which I'm most grateful for you doing that. And again, we do play for charity money, and all I've got to do is beat you guys to help fund the charity. And this has been so easy for me beating you two guys.
Yeah, I hate to say
the thing about canceling our charity event and making picks all year.
We're not out of it, Mike. Jim is two games in front of me and three games in front of you. That we're not out of it by any stretch.
You won the week last week.
I think you did.
You did.
Nostradamus.
For the year, Jim is on our show at least, where he makes his real picks, unlike on TV. He's 15-10. I'm 13-12. Mike is 12-13.
I am not
right
proud
here.
Of that. I am not proud of that at all.
All right, Jimmy, let's pick.
So let's all come on, get it together here and pick some winners for everybody.
Come on,
let's do it.
All right.
Hey, Jim, last question. When you were growing up, really, what was it like? And even now, don't people know that it's you when you take off those glasses? I mean, you know, because a Superman, that whole disguise thing. And, Jim, what's it like living in your fortress of solitude?
You know, Superman reference there?
Yeah. Remember that place Superman used to live?
I think he's silent now. I don't think he's answering now.
Jim, did you ever read Superman?
Yes, in fact, I was at a charity event last week with Christopher Reeve.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my. I'm not...
You had to ask.
The Superman... Lived in that, like,
and there's a hero, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, what he's doing every day and making a difference, and mm-hmm. how hard it is for him to.
This is the most sentimental
that happened. It's just beautiful.
This is the most sentimental that Jim has ever been.
I know. I need to go. I need to go see another movie or something.
Yeah. I know. You need to see. Like, you know, may I recommend one, Jim? Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I'm going to be crying on the NFL Today this week, man.
Here we go.
Help me out.
Here we go. Game number one: Dallas at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is what I say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I go with Tampa Bay. Jim?
Nancy?
Well, it's not going to be as easy as you think, but I think Tampa will prevail.
Game number two. And now, we did this on purpose. We picked a real dog game because we figured it would give us a better chance.
I hope so.
Since this is pretty much a pick 'em, it's Detroit at Chicago.
Oh, that's a bad game.
This is a dog game. But we got it in there because we want to try to slip one by you.
Well, okay, go ahead.
I'll take the Bears at home in a dog game.
That's what I'm going. The only criteria I'm using, the only one I know, is at home, I'm going to take the Bears.
Boy, that's some good insight there, boys.
I'm going to, man.
Just to give you a chance to get back in this, I'll take the Lions. I do think they're ready to win again. I think they've been playing far better than their 1-5 record. They haven't won since opening day. They've lost 5 straight, but they've been feisty. At times, and including at Denver and at San Francisco, close road losses. They should be able to beat the Bears.
All right, what about Denver at Baltimore? They're down to the Danny Cannell.
Danny Cannell starts for the first time since November 12, 2000, when he was a quarterback for Atlanta.
And the Ravens' defense will absolutely eat him up, and he will come out in their stools. I'll take the Ravens. This is a big pick.
I'm going to go with Denver in this one.
I think you're a smart guy. I mean, as much as a question mark that Danny Cannell is, he did play well on mop-up duty at Minnesota last week. Almost, in fact, got them back in that game after the Vikings had exploded in front early. And, you know, it's not at Denver just the fact that it's Cannell. It's the system that Shanahan has, and he'll find a way to protect Cannell. He will not put the game, on his back and say, you've got to win it for us. Let's not forget, as much as you're bashing Cannell right here, he's going against, on the other side, a quarterback, Kyle Bowler, who, you know, 3 of his last 5 starts hasn't even thrown for 100 yards. So, you know, I still take Denver as the superior team there.
I think we were bashing the guy.
You're killing the guy.
I think you're attacking him.
You're like Claudia Pugh or something.
here's a good game. St. Louis at Pittsburgh, right? Because Jerome Bettis starts again for Pittsburgh.
That's a good game.
I'll take the Rams. Mike?
Still reeling over my fantasy football draft when I picked Kurt Warner. I'm going to take Pittsburgh.
Okay, I'm with you, too. I'm taking the Steelers here. They're putting Bettis back in the lineup, like you said.
Yeah.
The Rams are a different team on the road for whatever reason than being at home.
Good.
And I think Pittsburgh's going to be one of the teams the last 10 games of the season is going to perform at a very high level.
They're a choke team, Jimmy. Sorry about that.
Ooh.
And Buffalo at Kansas City only because, well, they remain undefeated. I'd say, yeah, because it's a Kansas City. Mike?
Yep, Kansas City.
Kansas City here.
All right, well, there you go. There it is. Waxing philosophical today.
I love it when he gets sensitive, ladies and gentlemen.
He's dressed like the FTD guy. He's got the crazy hat with the wings on it.
Sure, absolutely.
Anyway, he's very socially conscious.
Trying to, guys.
Yeah, and I don't know what he's doing on this show.
One day I want to go run for office, so, you know, we need to rally the troops together. This is where we're right now finding my audience right here, Don and Mike.
I'm already putting my $10 contributions in the trust fund.
You are?
All right, yes, Jimmy.
I need more than 10 out of them.
Okay. Have a great day.
I had you down for a couple extra zeros. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Bye, Jim.
Bye-bye. There he goes.
Bye-bye.
He was wound up today, wasn't he?
That was goddamn awkward.
All the Jim Nances we've had, that was by far the Jim Nanciest.
It's the greatest.
And when out of the blue...
You know, what you see with him is what you get.
Yeah.
Is it the opposite of this show? Absolutely, but it's funny, too. You guys were like, you two, but watching you two, it was like, it was really like going to a funeral.
I want to say hi to my retarded radio buddy.
He couldn't stop, and you couldn't stop misbehaving. It was funny.
I was at a benefit with Christopher Reeve, and I tell you, that man is a hero.
There you go. Absolutely.
And I want to tell you, I want to tell you.
Isn't it wild?
I was a sea hair away.
Mm-hmm.
The thought went through my mind and stopped. Should I say we know the best Christopher Reeve joke of all time?
Yes, yeah.
But you know what I knew that would be? A relationship breaker.
Yeah, yes. He's that guy, you know, and we have to respect that.
And that's why, like, I didn't do the tard stuff.
I understand.
Because, you know,
right.
He knows what we say.
Yes.
But as long as we don't say it while he's on with us,
like,
yes, okay.
That's the way we keep right. that going, and we don't want to burn another bridge.
Hey, come on, guys.
Hey, my radio buddies, Don and Mike. Always a pleasure to have Jim Nance on the show.
This movie is not syrupy.
They are considering me for a blooper show.
But it's got to be a good one.
And if it happens, yes. Yeah.
None of that canned laughter.
Have to be a good one.
He was wound up today, wasn't he?
Wow.
That was fun.
Jesus Christ.
I enjoyed that.
He's on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, like a Top Shelf, like a PBS blooper show. That's what he'll do.
All right, so that's Jim Nance. That's like the exact opposite of what Buzz was yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, he matched with Jim Vance's, I'm guessing, Starbucks influence personality.
Yeah. But isn't it great? Because, you know, he is what he is, and I like that. I like it. Yeah. And then we're just sneaking around like being bad kids. We're like, it's like your big brother is saying something, and we're just kind of looking behind his back like real cowards, just going, oh, it's great. It's fun.
I mean, he is like preaching almost.
He is.
Yes.
Well, he wants to run for office. I believe that.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
The Steelers are not a choke team.
What? Come again?
The Steelers are not a choke team.
The Steelers
are not a choke team. Oh, you know what? I keep forgetting that we're on in Pittsburgh. I'm sorry.
Very good.
I'm sorry about that.
He meant that in the nicest way.
I have to adjust my rap. I'm sorry. I forgot we're actually on there. Sorry about that. Although I still think the Rams win that game. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, you fat bastards. How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, so what is that Christopher Reeve joke?
You've never heard that one?
Well, no. Well, maybe I have, but I haven't heard it.
Well, it was an episode of Make Us Laugh, and on Make Us Laugh, usually the controversial joke wins.
You don't have to qualify it.
What's black and sits at the top of the stairs?
I don't know.
Christopher Reeve after a house fire. Yeah, good reaction.
Yeah, I'm saying that Jim Nance wouldn't have had that.
You know what?
Reaction.
Whenever I tell a joke, that's exactly how I want people to respond.
Exactly.
And
you can follow it up with the visual. You hold a dollar under your chin.
Yeah, which is the old one. Yeah, what's this? In a strip joint?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Goodbye. Goodbye, pal. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, there.
Radio God.
Hi.
When Jim Nance does the blooper show, I'm in Salt Lake, by the way. My name's Paul. They need to include the when Jim was doing local sports in Salt Lake, he had a cold one day and the camera was on him and he let this goober fall out of his nose.
Why am I not shocked that Jim Nance cut his teeth in Salt Lake City?
Does somebody have the videotape? I'd sure like to see it.
It would be KSL TV, which is the one he was on this.
What's
season.
The number of the station? What channel?
Channel 5 in Salt Lake City.
Channel 5 in Salt Lake. If you have a tape in your archives of Jim Nance,
they do. Send it to us, please.
I want a snot bubble.
You know they do.
During the evening news. Please.
Young Jimmy.
Please. We'll put it up on a website. It'll be great. It'd be fantastic. It'd be great. I don't want to tell you something.
Snot bubbles, Don and Mike.
You would look at it and you would say that Peggy Pig is wrong.
Yeah, Pig.
Peggy Pig.
Peggy Pig.
I think it's Claudia. Peggy Pig.
Hey. That's a new show.
Hey.
It's the Peggy Pig show.
And now here's
Peggy.
Peggy Pig.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Turn your radio down.
Get out of here. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yes, please never burn that bridge with Jim Nance.
Oh, we never will.
We respect the guy,
he's
really.
He's a good buddy.
It's like that wonderful taste of sweet and sour.
Yeah, you're right.
That is perfect.
You're right.
That is absolutely perfect.
Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. If you could put your DMBs in Jim Nance's mouth to shut him up, Would you?
Wow.
I gotta tell you, I thought, I don't know what his problem was today, but he,
I definitely think he grew a vagina during the.
I think he was having one of those little celestial seasonings days.
That's just the real McGillin.
Yeah, he's
that's
really like that. I mean, that's nothing wrong with that.
I believe he was in a tub.
Yeah.
And he had candles all around him.
He was feeling sensitive. He was in touch with his feminine side today.
Mm-hmm. Listening to his Yanni. Playing with his Yanni. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Radio God.
Hi there.
And I mean that literally, Radio God.
Right, hi.
Hey, where the F were the solar flare storm waves during his radio diatribe? We could have used it right then.
I haven't quite hit yet.
Yeah, that's a problem that sometimes it knocks out the satellite.
Turn the radio off.
Yeah, turn the radio off. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show.
My bed.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike's Jim Nance. My bed is full of rose petals.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, my God. Don and Mike. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Was that it?
Oh, my God.
Listen, if you want to save this, you just better say your mom's a whore.
Your mom's a whore.
Hey.
Oh,
no. No, there's no doubt that mine is. I'll agree to that.
But I won't.
But we have to say that yours is.
Mom's a whore. Oh, my God.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
He's happy. Happy.
That's the president of CBS Sports right
there.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Bye-bye. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Suddenly, you get married and you're supposed to be this entirely different guy. I don't feel different. I mean, take yesterday, for example. We were out at the Olive Garden for dinner, which was lovely. And I had to look over at a certain point during the meal and see a waitress taking an order, and I found myself wondering what color her underpants might be. Her panties. Odds are they're probably basic white cotton underpants. But I started thinking, well, maybe they're silk panties. Maybe it's a thong. Maybe it's something really cool that I don't even know about, you know. And I started feeling. I guess what I'm trying to say is that now that I'm married, I'm definitely feeling a little freaked out about the fact that I'm going to have sex with only one person for the rest of my life.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Lick the bees, the Don and Mike Show.
Let me just tell you here that we're giving away another laser eye surgery today.
All right.
A laser eye associates, Winsboro Laser Eye Associates, a LASIK procedure, which is worth $5,500. And I'll take you behind the scenes for a moment to tell you that, you know, this guy, Dr. Witten, did my eyes.
Right.
Did Tiger Woods' eyes, and it's his clinic, and it's worth $5,500.
Right.
For information, please call 800-626-LASER. The word trickled back to me today that this week they've given us this is the fifth one of these babies to give
That's
away.
Amazing. I mean, we really want to thank them. This is terrific.
That it's over $25,000 worth of laser eye surgery, and we haven't opened a vein for them.
Right.
We've not apparently made the splash, you know. And it's not like anybody complains to me directly. Here's how it works.
Uh-huh.
Like one or two people say to me, hey, did so-and-so talk to you? Did so-and-so talk to you?
Yeah.
And I go,
yeah,
no.
They're sneaky about it because nobody wants to come up and confront them.
Yeah, right. I said, no, nobody talked to me. So then I poke around a little bit and I hear, well, you know, they wanted more bang for their buck or whatever. Mm-hmm. So. At some point during today's show, we'll give this away, and we'll have to figure out a way, and maybe leave it up to everybody listening to find a way to spotlight
mm-hmm.
Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates, so that they walk away from this with a good taste in their mouth.
Yeah,
so that we, you know.
Yeah, I think we should just sing it from the highest mountaintop.
Listen, we don't mind. We've got a segment where we can give something away on the show today. We can just whore out the segment to them.
Right.
To make it right with them.
Absolutely. Even you know, at the end of the week, what better way to do it?
We're grateful.
And not that I'm saying that there's anything wrong, because officially on the record, nobody has said anything to me.
Who is the person? I think this is necessary sometimes.
Which person?
Who would be the direct contact to the fine people at the
Well, that's hard. Mike, that's hard to figure out. There's layers upon layers. There's one salesperson who reports to another salesperson who reports to another.
Who would be the one main contact? The last person. I thought you were gonna say the last line of defense.
Something else when you said contact. I was gonna say, wow.
I'm just curious.
Not necessarily a girl, Mike.
Because there seems to be a pattern.
Hello?
Hi, did you hear Mike's question?
Yes, I did.
Here's our producer.
Do you possess the knowledge to answer that question? And if you do, are you willing to answer that question?
The particular AE on the account.
Thank you.
Has expressed to me.
And in case you're not in the radio business, AE means asswipe extraordinaire. So if someone comes up to you and says, hey, I'm in radio, I'm an AE,
right,
you know right away they're an asswipe extraordinaire. I mean, they're top of the field.
Right.
Best of the best, cream of the top.
What was the client's asswipe expressed concern, and that particular asswipe is out of town today and Monday, so it was passed off to another asswipe who conveyed to another person upstairs, then it got to me, and then it got to Don, and now here we are again.
So it went through four other people before it got to Charlie. Nobody said anything to me, and I came in. The first thing he said to me is, boy, you know, I think they're steamed about this.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's news to me.
You've been having a lot of fun with it, and I've been listening to your personal tales of your own surgery that you've had.
Oh, yeah, and Mike, it was drastic surgery.
It was amazing.
And as I mentioned before.
It was amazing.
As I mentioned, Dr. Witten from Witten Perot LASIK Eyes, when he did my eyes, I am positive he fondled me. He fondled me.
That should sell some right there.
In many, many, many places he fondled
me. To me, that's a bonus.
Yeah. Anyway, Charlie, go back to the four other people and let them know that we're going to do something today.
Okay.
Special.
I guarantee, let me just say though, it's a double-edged sword.
That
they will be spotlighted.
Amen.
This client will be spotlighted, that I promise.
Good.
I cannot tell you how they might be spotlighted though.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Great.
Thanks, Charles. Bye-bye. There's our producer. Oh, and now with an important announcement, Joe Ardinger, please.
Oh, good.
Oh. Joe would come in for a second. Joe, are you around? I asked him to hang around. Here now is Joe Ardinger. Joe?
Attention, Pennsylvania.
Nice and slow, Joe.
Join.
Come on, just read it regular.
Ike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band at the Blue Knob All Seasons Resort.
Yeah, Blue
Tomorrow
Knob.
Tomorrow night. In beautiful Blue Knob, Pennsylvania. The music starts at 6 p.m. and overnight accommodations are available. Tomorrow night at the Blue Knob Clubhouse, Bar and Grill, don't forget.
That's good.
Joe.
Is that it?
That's my D's.
Have you read it all?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, yeah, you wrote it, right?
Turn it upside down.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you got it all there.
Blue Knob, PA, tomorrow night.
Thank you, Joe.
We're going up to Blue Knob. It's about 2.5 hours away from D.C.
Mike doesn't want me to.
But I know we have listeners up there, I think. Yeah. I mean, from some we have affiliates up around there.
That list is constantly changing. I don't know. But, yes, I think some people know of our show there. And it is the farewell tour. The farewell
tour.
That's right.
The one city farewell tour.
Because Mike said to me a long time ago when he got into the whole DJ band thing that once he made it to Blue Knob,
that was going to be it.
That was going to be the step off.
Don, when you climb the mountain, and it is a mountain. When you climb the mountain, you know what more can you do?
You just got to step off.
That's right.
Things we can talk about here. I've got many many topics. One topic is, would you share eye drops with another guy or another girl?
We had that discussion.
Okay, well, very briefly, here's what happened. Allergies are killing us, and Mike says,
my eyes are dry. I'm dry as a bone. I need some eye drops.
Right? I said, mine are killing me. Rob said, his are killing him. And then Mike said, does anybody have any eye drops? We said, no. And Mike said, well, I could ask Buzz. Buzz always has that
pharmacist.
Right. And then I said, well, no, you don't want to use. And Buzz, no offense to you. I said,
no, I understand. I wouldn't do it either.
You don't want to use another guy's eye drops.
Right.
And Mike said, why not? And I said, because, you know, it's been right there, like, by the oogie part of the eye.
Well, I don't know whether this makes me gay or grosses anybody out, but I will tell you that I borrow dental floss from Buzz on a on a regular basis.
Yes. Yeah, but it's not used.
Yeah, no, it's not used.
No, it
comes out of a can.
It comes out of a can.
Never touched by human hands.
Comes out of a can. Right. It comes out of Buzz's can.
Yeah. Now, here's another topic. Here's another topic about this whole radio thing.
Clean indeed.
Right.
What if they made a movie about Tom Gavin?
Sure.
You like this whole radio thing, you know, and you know,
seizing on the popularity of radio,
right? And it's, you know, loosely based on Tom's affiliation with our show and the adventures that he's been in. And
yeah, it would be there is no way that movie could get a PG-13.
We were talking. No, it's got to be.
It's got to be R.
It would be one of those.
It's got to be maybe NC-17.
It would be one of those that you would send into the theater board with so much bad stuff,
right,
that you knew they were going to cut some, and sure, and you're happy with whatever you got back.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
We've decided now. Now we're torn here. Of course, Tom could play himself. Mike's choice is Michael Chiklis, the commish.
Yeah, the commish would do a great job. He put on a little bit of weight.
My choice with a shaved head is Danny DeVito.
Right.
To play the role of Tom.
Well, see, Danny DeVito has played a role like that before in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
So Danny DeVito not only is a good choice physically for the role, but he's got experience, I think.
I got to lean towards Chiklis, and you'd have to use some makeup probably, but I would also want to have an assurance that Tom has a small role in the picture anyway.
Oh, Tom would have to, absolutely. Yeah.
And perhaps the guy who had him in Anger Management. Remember the doctor with the rubber band?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so the trailer would go. Rob, do you have that dramatic music, like that? Some dramatic movie music?
Who is the guy that played Chief Moose?
Charles S. Dutton, wasn't
Charles
it?
S. Dutton would be my wild card selection, too. You know, you can do that with creative license.
I know
it doesn't necessarily. A white guy doesn't have to play a white guy all the time.
I know you can do it.
Charles S. Dutton, one of your popular bald actors.
Mm-hmm. I understand, but it's got to be a white guy because at some point you want to say that, you know, the real Tom Gavin. This is the real Tom Gavin. It's like you wouldn't do Remember the Titans.
Yeah,
all white guys.
You're right.
Not that it's on the same level.
How about you'd have a tremendous amount of body shaping that would have to be done, but how about Bruce Willis?
What about Bob Goldthwait?
No. Bob Goldthwait, I'm sorry. Yeah,
hold on.
He's just too creepy.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Well, he's done it. He's got experience.
He can do it.
I like Willis because Bruce Willis can pretend he was pretending to be retarded in
Pulp Fiction.
But here's the thing, though.
Yes.
Bruce Willis is simply too buff.
Well, that's why I said it would require, you know, him to just do what CGI. De Niro did in Raging Bull.
Right. The CGI.
Rob, something a little happier than this, maybe.
Well, you said dramatic.
Oppressive. I believe this is our oppressive.
In a world of thousands of radio shows.
Yeah, now, hold on. Don't give me comedians gallop. Here's what Rob gave me.
Your choice.
This is the Tom Gavin movie trailer music.
He either gave me this, the Russian music, or he gave me this. Here we go.
No. So you got to find something in between.
Yeah.
If we're creating our movie trailer,
go to one of those.
In a world,
go to one of those CDs back there. Maybe
in a world with thousands of radio stations.
Is there something inspiring? Maybe
one man called them all and was on them all. Tom Gavin in Walk Don't Run.
it would have to be Ride Don't Run.
Ride Don't Walk.
He can walk.
Or how about Tom Gavin in What's Up, Guys?
What's up? Yes.
Yeah.
Tom Gavin in What's Up, Guys? Of course, What's Up, Guys sounds like it should be a Warner Brothers cartoon.
Yeah, but it's Tom. But it is Tom's.
So you want a little bit more drama?
Trademark.
Yeah, I want drama.
Walk, Don't Run.
But anybody listening out there.
Yeah, but the thing is,
you guys have one during the break. You called it Walker. Tom Gavin is Walker.
But then people think it's like Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
No. I feel like I'm back in the 1970s making radio commercials.
No.
Going through the library. Yeah. No.
Just try one here. Hold on a second. And no.
He was a lover.
A fighter.
You know what I better do is look at the label here, Mike.
It hurts.
Well, it's not going to do any good because I don't know the titles of any of these jive songs. Right. This is from a double CD set we have called Instrumental Gold.
Crap. What the hell is this? Do we use this for anything?
Yes, we use this for background music, like for our games and stuff.
No. This that's like the Wandering Minstrels.
No,
a Western.
This is our theme for one of the games that we play.
Uh-huh.
This is either like... I think this is... Mike
Oxbig
and Mike Latouris.
It's the Sioux for the Road theme.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about Tom Gavin? Is anyone out there listening?
No, that's not bad. And then you know what you do? You do like a CSI thing with Who Are You? You do the same.
Right.
Hello, hello, hello. Is there anybody out there? Out there? You do that Pink Floyd thing?
Yeah, I don't worry.
But it's ever. And comfortably numb. Yeah. Tom Gavin.
Yeah. In a world with thousands of radio stations
and thousands of listeners, the impossible happened.
One man pushed through all of his challenges and became the darling of radio stations everywhere. Tom Gavin,
known as the Roaring Monster, twirling the cane on his head, or the all-around court jester to the Don and Mike show, Tom Gavin, the Monster, was a part of radio history.
Don't miss the Tom Gavin story. Walker.
Starring Danny DeVito as Tom Gavin. Brad Pitt as Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
George Clooney as Don Geronimo. And the late Buddy Ebsen as Buzz Burbank.
Oh, my God.
The MetLife blimp as Rob Spiewak Head. As your head. Okay. As your head.
And introducing in his first movie role, Tugboat, as Rob Spiewak.
Hold on. I got a different one for you.
New music?
Hold on. Different total.
Okay.
Totally different take on it.
Mm-hmm.
For years, he called radio stations. Sometimes they would answer. Sometimes they wouldn't. These two disc jockeys took his calls. And ever since then, their life has been a living hell. Not evil enough, Rob. When does it get evil?
You want something more evil?
Tom Gavin, in American Monster.
Is it? Yeah, because these are horror ones. Give me a good horror one.
Try this one?
Yeah. Okay, hold on a second.
It was unprecedented. Two radio disc jockeys welcomed him into their family. Little did they know that they were also welcoming in horror of unspeakable dimensions. The smells, the sounds, the horror. Danny DeVito in a Barry Levinson production. Directed by Steven Spielberg. With Tom Cruise as Tom Gavin in What's Up, Guys?
Yeah, that could be the other screenplay. You know, you could go a couple of different ways.
It could be like a horror movie. You know?
Right.
Tom has visited disc jockeys for years, and now they're turning up dead.
What's up, guys? And he bludgeons him with his cane.
Rate it off.
We could make it fiction. We could like work on the truth.
And then you get him to the point where he's popular like Chucky, mm-hmm. where you're selling Tommy dolls.
Right.
Tommy dolls.
Yeah. That's like everybody, you know, he gets in the door by being the sweet, challenged Tom Gavin. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, when he's really happy to see you, he gets a look in his eye. And that look says he's going to bludgeon you with his cane. Rawr!
You see line two ringing. You know it's him.
Tom Gavin in Cane and Disabled.
Don't answer that request line. Hello?
There he is.
Hello, request line.
Danny DeVito.
What, Tom?
This is Danny DeVito.
Hello,
hey,
Tom.
Hey, Danny, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing there, guys?
How do you like our movie trailers for you?
Good. Are we going to make a movie of me?
Yeah, we're going to make a movie of you.
Yeah, we are, Tom.
When will I come in?
Oh, we're going to have somebody else play you, Tom.
Who?
Well, my choice was Danny DeVito, and Mike wanted...
I wanted the commish, Michael Chiklis.
Yes. Uh-huh. Can I come in and do it with
Tom
you
Tom Gavin in Spelling Bee.
You'll have a cameo.
Hey, you know who would be great starring in this role? And I mean this. A breakout role for him. Hmm. Dennis Murphy.
No.
Yes, Dennis Murphy is Tom Gavin.
Hey, hold on.
Watch it.
What about a buddy picture?
Yeah, buddy picture. We could write a whole screenplay around
pictures. Hold on. If you do a buddy picture, then you can go back to music like this.
Watch it.
Can these two men take a subway ride across town together?
They're the kookiest law enforcement officials to ever strap on a gun.
Tom Gavin and Dennis Murphy star in...
What are you doing, Tom?
I am Danny DeVito.
See, now he's scary.
What are you doing, Tom?
My name is Danny DeVito.
Tom Gavin and Dennis Murphy are identical Siamese cousins in What's Up, Don and Mike? Rated X.
There we go.
L1 under 17 admitted without parents.
It's the crime of the century and the detectives of the century.
Everybody knows.
Tom Gavin, Dennis Murphy.
And Paulie Shore.
I'm a monster. Anybody out there listening can go to my new website, tomgavin.tops.net.
What is it, Tom? Hold on, Tom. Do you really have a new website?
Yes, no, the new email address.
Yep.
tomgavin.net.
TomGavin.net.
Well, that's not an email address, no.
It's tomgavin.cox.net.
No, now hold on. Tom.
Hey, you said Cox.
Not quite.
It's tomgavin@cox.net.
Cox, C-O-X.
That's your new email address?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right, TomGavin@cox.net.
Yes. Everybody out there listening, I'm getting a new job. I'm going to be the Tom Gavin Enterprises. I'll be selling websites on the internet.
Great.
Very good, Tom.
Great. All right, Tom. Listen,
hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Are y'all still playing?
No, Tom. We're taking a break, but we're going to come back in the spring, okay?
Tommy, take us to break.
Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did he hang up? I hope he didn't. Tom? No. Beverly?
George Wendt. Angela Lansbury and comedian Justice Ario.
Good.
And now, because everybody else in show business was out of town or in rehab.
Yes.
Hey now. Hey now. Hank Kingsley.
Okay, good, Kingsley. Good. No, your instincts are absolutely right. You mind?
No.
Just my opinion, but I think you want to go, you know, two notes, but you want to go up on the second note. You think,
Kingsley.
Kind of a clarinet riff.
No,
B flat.
Kingsley.
You got the ear. You've got it. There it is.
The Don and Mike Show. They'll put more cash in your khaki pants. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Let me see. Going down to South Carolina, the upstate this weekend.
Right.
And for Parents Weekend. Looking forward to that. The first time since, when did he go to college? In August? That we've seen his room.
Ah, so you'll see if it's taking shape.
I understand. No lie, my son has done laundry. He's been gone over 2 months to college. He's done laundry twice.
That's pretty good, actually. Twice. I mean, I think back to my days, that's not bad.
Right, so we're going to give his room the once-over and then spend some time with him and go to the football game and then go to
just
dinner.
Just don't get right down near the floor, because if something jumps out, you want to be able to clear the deck pretty quick.
Understood, gloves. But the thing is, his roommate, this is what we want to find out. I don't know if I talked about this or not, but we met his roommate and his roommate's parents, who seemed very nice. Mm-hmm. Kid from the Chicagoland area. This kid... I guess, as opposed to my kid, who's like me, like most kids, even though I'm 45, he really is just a slob. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I didn't have the dry...
The Chicago kid?
No, my kid is a slob like I am. The Chicago kid is, when we were moving Bart into the room, he would just open up a box that had golf shirts in it and T-shirts. He would just open up a drawer, shove them in the drawer and go, okay, I'm packed.
Right.
This kid... The other kid took out each individual T-shirt and folded it, and actually folded his underpants.
Right.
And was doing all of this, putting everything in the exact spot where it goes, and was very upset at one point. Well, no, not very upset. noted that Bart's side of the room was already a mess, while his side was immaculate. So
right.
It'd be interesting for us to see how that battle is going.
Odd couple.
How is he getting along with the roommate?
He likes him fine. They're good friends.
Good.
But I'm not exactly sure how that.
I had many different ones. That should have been a kind of a telling thing as to how I would get along with people. But I have the worst roommate stories known to mankind. Mm. I actually drew straws to see who wouldn't get to room with this one particular guy at Marist College, known as Birdman. Birdman.
That's not the guy that ended up being the Eagles' Birdman, right?
No. Birdman had gotten the nickname. He was a senior. I was a sophomore. He had gotten the nickname in his freshman year out of an 8-story dorm room, the 5th floor.
Mm-hmm.
He had tied himself to a bedsheet and hung out the window saying, "I'm a bird." I drew the short straw, and I spent one night with Birdman before I went to my RA, and I said, "I can't do this." I said, "I will sleep on the couch in the common area until you figure this out," because at night, I was awakened the very first night with Birdman, and this is what I heard. This is no S. This is what I heard. I hear this. And he's by himself.
Yeah, no phone.
He's having a full conversation by himself. Hey, Birdman. And I was fine with that, but wait a minute. This is a very brief story because I got to tell this. I never told this on the air. Shortly thereafter, I'm wide awake at that point because I'm worried I'm going to get stabbed with like a letter opener.
Yeah.
And then a little bit later on, at about 4 o'clock in the morning, this is what I hear. I hear this.
He's working his man.
He's rubbing one out. And I left the dorm at like 5 o'clock in the morning after he finished the course. No. I left and I just went. It was the most terrifying and disturbing night that I had ever had. Because he was making that noise. You know, lots of guys do that when they're in the dorm room by themselves.
Right.
And I'm sure probably a few do it and try to be real sneaky, but he didn't care. He was going, you're hearing this sound, and then you hear, I'm not kidding you. And it was horrible. This guy, he stayed in school, and he's brilliant, of course. They're always brilliant. Mm-hmm. You know, he'd had, I forgot the number. The number of roommates was absolutely astronomical.
You know,
by senior year, most people would move off campus. He was there, and I got him. Oh, my God, I'll never forget that.
I'm convinced, off topic here, again, like you said, I'll try to be brief.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to mention this, but I'll mention it. I did rub one out today, and it was good. It was really good.
Sure.
You know, I was alone in the house, and it was like, what?
Like Chris Rock says, the no one home.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, whatever. The only problem that I found today was, now this is slightly disturbing. I'm in my room, but my television room. And right. You'll want to remember this, Mike, for next time you come over to play cards or watch a game to know
right.
This is
your cave up on the main level.
Yeah, the room where
come in your front door. I just want to make sure we got right. This really there, where you take a left and you walk in.
Yeah,
there.
Where the action happened.
All right.
So I bought the thing on the DirecTV for the four channels, and I'm scrolling through, and I find one that's to my liking, like, you know, like everybody is.
Sure.
And my dog comes in.
Oh.
Now. I go, no. Now,
he smelled the peanut butter?
No.
Buzz!
Wow!
Watch your radio.
I've got, you know, I'm dressed from the waist up, but, you know, it's a pants are amazing. I'm like, no, come on, clink, out. And I realize that the door that separates me from the rest of the house, it's a glass door. I mean, it has a regular frame, but it's a glass.
Right.
So I go and I sit back down. And I start watching the movie again, and I hear a sound like this. Mm-hmm. And it's Clint, the German Shepherd, pushing his nose against the glass in the door.
Oh, that's when you're ready to kill the dog.
I turn and I look, and it's like he knows what I'm doing. So what I did was...
Stop doing that.
I let all the dogs outside, and then... You know, got it done. But then that made me think when you were mentioning that guy, what he was doing, and then what I was doing later. Do you ever think when you get to heaven, maybe, just to embarrass you? Because, you know, I do have that thought. I'm going to get Nancy-ish on you here for a second. I do have that thought that everybody goes to heaven, even the worst people.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say that you're just kind of a prick, mm-hmm. like I am. And you get up there and God just, he's going to let you in, but he wants to just bring you down a notch.
Yeah,
or two.
Knock you down a peg.
So you have to sit in a chair, mm-hmm. and like you watch from God's perspective, where God says, hey, Robert, can you turn
what? Like
fever bond?
Defending your life a little bit.
Yeah, very much like that. If you just turn... The, never mind. Can you give me the fake reverb?
Yeah, I can.
Rob springing into action. But you thought you were moving slow today.
Oh, wow. Well, the fumes were pretty strong from that alcohol.
Which one are you doing, Rob? Because this is going to be so quick.
Well, I think we can do it.
This is like a nothing throwaway thing.
This the six or eight switches here.
There you go.
Hello?
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 Hello? Okay, that'll work.
That'll work. That'll work.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Don.
It's me, God.
God.
You've done
You've
okay.
Done okay.
You're going to get in.
Get in.
But now have
a seat.
Don't bother trying to move your head. It's in surround sound, surround screen all around you. Let's go back to that Friday when your wife went to the grocery store and your dogs wanted some
love,
but you wanted some love. Remember when you put the dogs outside?
God.
Let's watch from my God security camera.
Sure.
Let's watch, what you were doing. And more importantly, let's do close-ups on your face.
Oh. Yeah, that's a little slice of horror right there.
You know, that's when you really think about it, when you squeeze, you're working on it, you're working your man. That is gross.
I think everybody would feel the same way about watching themselves, you know what I mean?
But... who doesn't love doing it?
Exactly.
Mm, man. CSI, last night, never put three subplots into one CSI.
Kind of jams it up. I haven't seen it yet, but you didn't care for it.
No, I like CSI.
Well, I mean, you didn't care for that particular episode because they put three plots together?
Yeah, there was one murder that they could have done without. Mm-hmm. We won't say anything to ruin it for Mike, who's got TiVo'd.
But, I mean, you and I have always had the thought that the best episodes are the one that have one plot all the way through and have all the CSI people working together.
Yeah, I like that.
They're like split off into like three sub-stories. Neither one of them strong enough to carry the episode.
I'll tell you,
as much as I don't like David Caruso that much, I am really enjoying CSI Miami almost as much as the regular CSI.
When he appears?
I want to tell you something.
When he appears in every scene.
I'll tell you about Emily Proctor, though.
Emily Proctor is so turbo hot.
I don't like what they've done with her hair, though.
Oh, I do.
No, see, she used to have that, either that pulled back very tight or absolutely straight.
Oh, no, they got her a little more relaxed now.
Yeah, I'm not...
You remember that scene where she was in the test firing range with that detective who came out?
Yeah.
God, she's just got it going on.
Yeah, she's got... Mike, she's got a body that won't quit. she does. And TiVo starts Tuesday, so you should know we are all fanatical about the show. I'm sorry, why did I say TiVo? 24 starts on Tuesday.
Right.
So you should know that on Wednesdays, Mike, even if you're busy on Tuesday night, you got to watch it on Wednesday morning.
Well, the thing is, I'm not that enthused after the end of last year. I thought I'm among the school of thought. I do love the promos.
Fox?
I like the idea of the dangerous disease that they're entering in.
Fox sent the first two episodes in.
Right.
Rob has watched them. And
really good. Very good. Wow. It's not anything I expected, and it's not how I expected it to connect season two and season three.
Really?
Yeah.
So anyway,
I'll give it a shot.
That's another one that we're going to watch. I wanted to mention as well, before we're out of time here, we didn't get to all those phone calls for Buzz, because we did the thing with Buzz, talked about him, the problems in the car, and then we had Nancy on, and she was having her period. So if there was anything for Buzz, you know, let us know. I'm gonna go to as many calls as we can here with people who have been waiting.
Very good.
The longest. I don't know how many Buzz calls are left here. I think we've got a lot of Tom Gavin calls standing by.
Either way.
Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, there you go. Come on. You've been waiting 42
minutes.
Wow.
42 minutes.
What can we do for you?
Someone who has made a career out of playing the part, Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando is Tom Gavin.
As Tom?
Mm-hmm. Boy, wouldn't he be proud.
Okay. Which one?
Both.
Hello, Tom and Mike show.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I think a perfect actor for Tom would be Jared from Subway.
Jared from Subway, okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can move more into the Buzz area if there were any of those questions for Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, yesterday's show with Buzz was absolutely hilarious. But next week, Rob gets blasted.
and turn up the radio so you make sure you hear yourself. See you at the militia meeting.
Good night, young man.
He seemed nice.
Bye-bye.
He was right, just not on the air.
He wasn't talking about booze either.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sorry, Rob.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Don and Mike here.
Don, Mike, what kind of guys do you have answering the phones there? This guy's the biggest D I've ever had to deal with in my life.
Well, now, hold on. Listen, my friend, you picked up the phone right there. I just answered it live on the air, so let's not talk about the other person whose name is
Joe.
Joe.
Let's move forward, sir.
What can we do for you?
Don and Mike, you guys are awesome. I'm from Canada. I'm from Toronto. You know what? You guys rock. Every night after work, the only guys I listen to, they get me home after a long day. So listen, you know what? Awesome job. Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you very much, my Canadian friend.
You know what? I can't pad to this guy. Where are you?
I'm
come
here.
On.
Sorry.
Radar. Where are you, Radar? No. Not right. Take it off there. Rob, we're going to have to give it a regular number.
We're getting enough calls from Canada now where I think it deserves it.
See, we have a machine called the...
You never go deep into this.
Where do you want to go? Yeah.
And this is why we don't go deep into this.
Oh, I like
this. It's a drum solo.
Because it's all the part with Bob
they're
and...
talking.
Bob and
yeah.
Tom. Like, Bob and Doug. Who will pour themselves out for that new Disney movie.
Yes, absolutely.
Their voices, at least.
Yeah, the animated one?
Yeah, where's the other take? The other one take?
The other one?
Yeah, the other one is take it off, yeah, right? Barry White?
Take it off.
A lot of times we'll go to Access, take off.
Uh-huh. Right.
And we'll get this one instead.
And who? I miss this man.
Take it off.
We all do.
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Let's see. Here we go. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don and Mike. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Buzz, how are you feeling?
I'm much better, thank you. I'm well today.
Well, Buzz, I want to tell you that I've listened to you all for a long time, and I'm a repeat caller, and I do need to say that my mother's 04 and then continue on. But
well, thank you for that, honey.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I laughed so hard, and I went back to work today. All of us had listened to your show, and we were reminiscing about it and just cracking up, and we even went on the website and ordered ourselves a bottle of that stuff.
Oh, be careful. Be very, very careful.
Now,
you know what that tells me? That the Don and Mike show is the subject around the water cooler.
And remember, and the stuff that I had yesterday wasn't the real absinthe. It was just a, you know, very powerful booze.
I hate it when you're under control.
Except for that one swig you took of the other stuff.
Yeah, one shot of the furniture polish.
Which is out of our control now.
Right.
We don't know what that was. That could have been coyote urine, for all we know.
Well, what his wife didn't tell you is when he got home and he started pounding his fist into his groin trying to kill the butterflies.
Wow.
She didn't mention that to you.
They wouldn't go away.
His cold, fleshy hands were
pounding into his hot, warm groin.
Warm genitals. Yeah.
Genitals. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Doug.
What a doodle. Hi, Buzz. It's your old buddy, the Grease Man. What a doodle.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's try this one. Hi.
Doug, the UHG.
Hey. Don and Mike show. Hi.
Thomas Aloysius Gavin, dude, where's my group home?
You know, actually, they just take home on there. And dude, where's...
God.
Yeah.
That's the guy who calls and says, like you did there.
Yeah.
He says something that's really pretty funny.
Uh-huh. We kind of relax for a second, and then he hits us with it.
He says, Tom Gavin's movie should be, hey, dude, where's my group home?
Right.
And we laugh, and then he says words that you can't sing on the radio.
Rap, now,
you
can't sexual.
Say that on the radio.
Things he wants to do.
We laugh.
We do.
Because he's not being mean. He's not a dick caller.
No, he stings us with that, and we laugh every time he does. we like the pain.
We get suckered right into that, don't we? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
What's going on? Hey, you can't drop the F-bomb.
I know you meant well. I take that as a compliment, sir. Thank you.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, no more of that. No.
No, you kill
funny.
You kill the show when you call up and say, Buzz, you are one funny MF-er, and you say the word. You can say...
I could have said he's an effing mother funny guy, right?
You just can't say the F-word.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I was for again. All right, guys.
Unless you're Bono. You.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Bono calls. We're set.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey, how's your Toronto caller?
You should know that Toronto's hosting the World Championships of Rock, Scissor, Paper.
You know, it took a long time for him to get that out. I did enjoy that.
Toronto, Canada, is having the World Championship of Rock, Paper, Scissors.
All right, so it's how does that work? Rock.
It's you go one, two, three.
Bam.
Go.
We both had scissors.
Scissors. Would you have both?
We all had scissors.
Scissors cut paper.
Right.
Paper covers rock.
Right.
Rock breaks scissors.
That's right.
But I think the other Robbie.
Three people can't play it though.
Yeah, that's
it has
true.
To be simply one on one.
All right, you ready, Mike?
Yeah. One, two, three.
Rock.
We have the
did
same
rock.
Brain. Well, we do. Wow. We mentioned before our combined. Sure. You want to try it one more time?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Paper.
Okay. We weren't faking that. We were not faking that. I swear, that is weird. Rob, you want to try it?
With who?
Me.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Both scissors.
This is a little scary.
I don't want to play anymore.
I don't want to either.
Scary.
Guys, hold on a second. Let me just point something out. Rob, I'll need the fanfare, please. Our special fanfare.
Joe.
Because I want to spotlight Don and Mike, Employee of the Week. Oh, but first, we've not brought them in today.
Oh, there they are.
You know, countdown to a Halloween. It's 1 week from today. Next Friday, we'll be having our annual Halloween show. We'll tell you about that next week.
Halloween.
The Halloween Spooks.
Featuring Fred Berry. He's the most recent.
The Grandmaster, Robert Hope.
Barry White in the back there.
Barry White, yeah.
Robert Palmer.
There they are. Bye-bye, kids. Take care.
Here you go. Don and Mike, Employee of the Week. And this is why we have such a happy, tight, well-formed group of the guys and girls that love working together.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's being unselfish. When someone does something that's so great, you have to point it out. On the screen, where Joe has written, this guy Mike is from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote rock, paper, scissors. Here is how Joe spells scissors. S-I-S-S-I-R-S.
Scissors?
Scissors. S.
Wow.
See it, Rob?
See, I'm not from Toronto.
It's right by the icon. Hold
on. Oh, that's right. You're not from Toronto. You were just talking about them having that in Toronto, right?
S-I-S-S-I-R-S.
Scissors.
Joe
Ardinger. Nothing in English that's spelled that way. That's maybe French. Maybe.
There you go.
Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you for the call in Toronto. Goodbye.
You're welcome. There you go. Okay. He wasn't in Toronto.
Hi there. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Buddies.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Hey.
Don, you were killing me talking about how God judges you when you rub them off. Let me ask you this. Do you also believe that your ancestors, dead relatives, also are up there judging you?
Yes. Oh, it depends how much God wants to have with you.
So you think when you're sitting there and you're watching that with God, you're going to have like a whole theater full of
Here's
people?
The thing. Oh, can you turn
exactly.
it back on? Can you turn it back on?
Not in front.
Jammed all over.
Oh, no, hold no, on, no, not
fast.
That.
Hold on real fast.
Not in front of the relatives.
It should always be on emergency standby.
The last time we let Rob drink on the show.
This one?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, here's what it is.
Attention all members of the Source family. Anybody who knows the individual Michael Source, a.k.a. Don Geronimo, anybody who's had any past dealings with him.
The Donnie Show.
I've got news for you. I've read his mind. He'll be getting his jerk on in about 3 minutes. You want to see something great? As you know, I know all. I see all. I tell all. The dogs will interrupt him. Then he's going to squeeze some out.
Oh, God.
And wait till you see the aftermath. So, again.
Oh, that's nasty.
If you love him, if you hate him.
So you're saying you're going to be doing it while they're watching, when in fact it's actually going to, I was thinking it would be, you'd be up there with all the people that have passed away watching you.
See,
embarrassment.
The deal is, if I'm up there, for instance, mm-hmm. When I get there, let's say that I'm there and I hear...
Attention, everybody. It's God here. Say, did you know Mike O'Mara in this life or in another life? Would you like to see Mike squeezing one out?
I would say by that time they're used to it.
Join me in viewing room 7.
Hey, watch it, you.
And God could be crueler. God, how about this one?
Hey, everybody, it's God. I hope you're having a good-looking Friday. How many of you up here know the name Spiewak? Rob Spiewak. Right now, on the earthly planet, Rob's having a very tough time with a BM that just won't give. I've got it on Theater 7.
Come join us for our matinee.
I'll show it.
All right, see you later.
All right, buddy.
All right, good.
I bet he doesn't even have video equipment up there.
Sure he does. He's God.
Yeah.
Don and Mike, hello.
The best.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, how would you guys have felt if Buzz keeled over dead yesterday? Even though it was a killer routine, if you would have just...
Elated. We would be elated. It would be ratings bonanza.
We'd be in here doing the best tribute show to Buzz you've ever heard.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
What was that actor's name yesterday that you interviewed?
That was Jeremy Piven.
There it is.
There you go.
Even though I actually thought it was someone else.
Jeremy Piven.
Right.
Buzz was telling me he thought it was Wallace Langham.
The other guy, the other writer on the Larry Sanders Show.
And right. Buzz was ready to ask him about being on CSI.
Well, he asked him an incorrect question when he asked him about what was it like when you said, do you love your job? He said, no, that was the other actor.
That was Wallace Langham.
From Larry Sanders.
Right, yeah. Well, I was drunk.
Don and Mike, hello.
Wouldn't that be great if that could be just our excuse in every workplace?
You know? We were drunk. Hello.
Hello.
You're the last call here. Hi.
Hi, my name is Jessica. Buzz?
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Buzz. I just wanted to tell you that I listened to you yesterday and that you were fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
And a bunch of friends of mine and I were talking about you guys this weekend and just reminiscing about how awesome you guys are. I've actually been listening to you guys since WAVA days.
Wow.
When my mom used to listen to you guys as she drove us to school. Mm. And now I'm an adult myself and I listen to you guys and you rock.
That's very nice.
And you rock as well.
That's God talking to you now, man.
I'm watching you all the time.
Thank you, God. I hope you like what you see.
What's she wearing today, God?
She's wearing a sensible outfit.
Yes.
Autumnal colors. And underneath, the slinkiest of underwear.
Is God right, ma'am?
No.
No. Really? Would you care to enlighten us?
You're telling me I'm wrong?
What are you wearing?
Nothing.
You're wearing nothing underneath?
I'm wearing nothing at all.
Oh. You're wearing nothing at all right now?
That's correct. God was wrong. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm telling you. This is God's biggest. This is one lying bitch. this woman is naked as the day is long. My ass.
God, what language.
Thank you, guys.
A beautiful lie. No?
Bye, Hawaii.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye then. Oh, we've still not given away the Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates LASIK procedure.
No, we have not.
Worth $5,500. We'll give it away before the end of the show today. A break right here. How are you feeling, Buzz?
I feel great.
24 hours later.
Yeah,
we'll come right back with a brand new Friday favorite. Here we go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Fresh corn on the cob is irresistible, especially at Safeway's low prices. This week we got Washington grown Canada number one corn on the cob, value priced at three cobs for 88 cents. Sorry about this, I didn't know it was... Goddamn Whitey produced f***ing commercials never come out the right way. Okay, Safeway's got everything. It's 88 cents for the corn and everything you need for a super summer barbecue. Charcoal, starter, napkins, and paper plates at Brockett Safeway.
The Don and Mike Show. Anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We haven't heard this today, have we?
Hi, this is Fabio. Wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Thanks, Fabio.
They like them cow big. Don and Mike.
That's right. Let's get right to the Love Made Me Happy. That's great. It's what?
It was pretty.
Yes, pretty. Your phone is pretty.
Thank you.
Your phone is pretty. I'm wasting time, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just say, before we get to Low Budget Jeopardy, which is the Friday bit,
mm-hmm.
one last... Give me a second. See, I'm not going through the packet now.
Right.
I'm going through... I have a packet, I have a stack, and I've got this thing. How would you describe this thing?
It is a like an overnight express priority mail envelope.
No, and it's full. And it's full of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was just one right here. Attention, Pennsylvania. Join Mike and the Crap Blues Band at the Blue Knob All Seasons Resort.
You see how he did that? He knew.
Yeah.
He knew I'm somewhere else, and that's how he got me. That's right. How he got me, you see.
You thought I was really going to just read something else.
Yeah, and I was going, what the F are you doing? And I'm all psyched over you.
Right.
Yeah, that's clever. There you go.
It's time for your bit.
Now I'm conflicted.
This is where you want the commercial, though, right?
Yeah, right. Prime time.
And it's the farewell tour.
It is.
Mike and the Crap Blues Band at Blue Knob All Seasons Resort tomorrow night in beautiful Blue Knob, Pennsylvania. The music starts at 6. Overnight accommodations are available tomorrow night at the Blue Knob.
Yeah, come
Knob.
On, spend the night.
And listen, we're really upping the stakes here. Even though I'm going to be down at Clemson for my son's...
Oh, it's Tell the Truth.
Parents' weekend.
Tell the truth, Don.
Tell the truth. I'm coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Spot me in the crowd. Really, no lie this time. $1 million.
$1 million cash.
Yeah. See you in Blue Knob. That's on Friday.
Saturday.
Today is Friday.
It's time for Don and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Because I knew that you had your bid coming up,
and
you thought that I was just going to do one of my things where
exactly
I let
it go. Right.
Then I didn't.
Dr. Ray, how are you?
Hey, Jiminy.
So good to see you. Have you been? Have you been working hard, Don Geronimo?
Yes, I have, Jiminy Glitz.
I've got a series of questions for you, girl.
Okay.
That's what I'd like to. What I'd like to do, I'd like to sit back and I'd like to interview everyone. Is there a chance that I could do that? I'd like to do that for you right now.
Of course, Jiminy Glitz.
Did you find it challenging writing Private Parts?
Answer the question, boy.
Come on now, we're all fine friends. I find it fascinating, radio personalities. It must be so challenging and difficult.
You've been a master for a long time, haven't you, Donnie boy?
Yes, you have. You really have. Your wife was portrayed in the movies by Salma Hayek. Just how good a painter is she?
Okay, there are two things. See, I'll play along as they do on TV.
Answer the question. Come on now, don't be bashful.
I didn't write the book. The book was written by...
How nice to be with you. Can I just say, it's really exciting being here with each and every one of you. I really like this.
I love getting into the underbelly of radio. I really do.
I really do. It's really fascinating.
I didn't write the book, and the movie Frida was not about my wife.
When did you begin writing The Simpsons? Your son is based on that character, right?
Answer the question. Don't be bashful.
My son was born after, before.
Yeah.
Oh, you got me mixed up now.
How long have you been living outside of the Indian Reservation, Chief Geronimo?
My son was born before The Simpsons came on the
air. But you're an American Indian.
No, I'm not.
Of course you are. You've got the name Geronimo.
It's a fake name.
No, it's not. You're lying. You're lying. Liar.
I'm not lying.
Liar, liar, liar.
I'm not lying. It's a fake name.
Please answer the question. Is it tough being an Indian and working in radio?
I'm not an Indian.
You're Native American.
No, I'm not.
Am I using the wrong semantics? Is that what it is?
I'll be politically correct if you want me to be. Of course I will. I'm serious about that.
Are you listening?
What about your cooking show?
I don't have... Listen, Paleface.
Johnny's cooking show.
Paleface.
You do TV as well, don't you, boy?
Me no have cooking show.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. No.
Cigars make you feel like heap 'em big Paleface, don't they, Don Geronimo?
Explain yourself.
I enjoy cigars. I have at least one cigar a day.
How long did you play for the Green Bay Packers?
You're always wearing their colors.
Never played
I don't understand that.
Just a fan.
It's fascinating.
I'm wearing the sweater today, the Green Bay sweater.
Does show business run in your blood, boy?
No, I don't think so.
You're a show business animal, Don Geronimo, aren't you?
No, I'm a DJ.
You're a show business animal.
I'm a DJ.
Do you get royalties from the casinos?
Why would I get royalties from the casinos?
The Indian casinos.
Oh.
You must, Geronimo. Pow-wow. How? Big-em, this jockey man. Please, yesterday. Keep him big jersey in the teepee.
It's a,
Aunt Geronimo.
Yeah.
Are you an enigma?
I believe so.
That's wonderful. It's so nice chatting with you.
Nice
so,
chatting with you.
When did you cut your hair, boy?
What do you mean? My hair has always been this
your shoulder-length black hair that you wore in the movie.
Oh, I'm so confused.
That was Howard Stern.
Who's he?
He's the morning district.
You're conjuring. You're a conjurer. You really are. You are.
I don't understand why do radio people feel so necessary to lie all the time? I don't understand.
I've got questions for each and every one of you. Okay. Are you ready to answer the questions, boy?
Sure.
There are lists of them. Who would you like me to interview next? I've got all the questions all ready for everybody.
How about my friend Buzz?
Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi,
how are
Jiminy.
You?
Good to see you.
It's so nice to be with you.
Good to see you.
Are you enjoying yourself, Buzz Burbank?
Never more.
What do you enjoy more, dear?
What?
Being a newsman or walking in space?
No, I never actually went to space.
Did Neil Armstrong smell as good as he looked?
Answer the question. Come on now. I really don't know. I've never met Neil Armstrong.
Do you have a hangover, Buzz Burbank?
Actually, no. Not
Are you medicated right now?
No, not really.
How's your health? I read that story about your stomach blowing up.
My health
is
never...
Is that tedious and painful, Buzz Burbank? Answer the question.
It was tedious and painful, Jiminy, but I'm all better now. In fact, I've never been in better shape.
You lie like my little gay ballad. Were you named after the town in California, boy?
Possibly, but I'm not sure.
Is there pressure being a personality and a medical doctor?
Yeah, no, I can handle it.
Buzz Burbank, tell us about your near-death experience. Did you walk into the light, man?
I don't remember seeing any light.
I don't understand these things. Is your hair naturally curly? Do you color it? And is it permed?
It's naturally curly. I do not color it, and it is not permed.
Buzz Burbank?
Yes,
What's
Jiminy.
Your favorite color?
A blue.
Fantastic. And how is your wife, Barbara?
No, I'm not married to anyone named Barbara.
Fantastic. Is she also a drug addict like you?
No one's a drug addict.
Fascinating interview. Thank you, Buzz Burbank.
You're
Keep up the good work, boy.
Good work to you, Jiminy.
Oh, this is so much. It's so nice to get into the underbelly. I love cream. I truly do. Let's bring anyone else if you want to.
How about Rob?
Yeah. Rob Spiewak. Yeah. Rob, sit down in the hot seat, my boy. Here he is, the real show business luminary. Tell us all about your parents escaping from Nazi Germany, Rob Spiewak.
What?
That didn't happen?
No, I don't recall that.
Oh, you're lying to me, boy. Please. You're the big head behind the big heads. Is it tough to find hats, boy?
I
you know the answer to that. Fabricator.
I had a fabricator.
You know the answer. You are a fabricator. How did your father, Bob, open that Las Vegas hotel?
Oh, God. Has it been that long? 12 years now.
How do you spell your name with two B's? Does it make you feel thinner?
B and better?
No. Is it true that you founded Rogaine?
Yes. Yes.
How long have you been doing those commercials for the Hair Club for Men, Rob Spiewak?
I don't do commercials.
Fire!
I don't do them.
Are you the only Canadian on the show?
I'm not Canadian.
Yes. Those are lovely shirts. Do you design them yourself?
I don't, but I wear them myself.
Do you like to design shirts, boy?
I do.
Of course you do. Bring someone else to me. It started off bad with Nazi Germany. Get away. I made him uncomfortable, boy.
Yeah. No, impossible to make it.
Where's Joe Artinger?
You know, Mike's not here. You don't have questions for Mike, do you?
Actually, you've caught me by surprise. I was just going to ask Mike several questions. Is it tough making those putts in a pressure situation in a major golf tournament? No, it must be very, very difficult to walk down the fairway at a golf tournament like that. I just can't believe how difficult that must be.
That's a guy named Mark O'Mara.
No, you're lying. No. Prognosticator, conjurer, John Geronimo. You should be in a carnival. You should be sawing women in half.
Joe.
Here is so Joe. Funny. There you go, David Blaine.
Here is Joe Artinger.
Joe Artinger, how long did you study pharmacology?
Many years.
Are you proud of your hippie heritage, Joe Artinger?
Sure.
How much Mary Jane can the average man
fit into his attic? You mean grow? Or?
When you married Charlie Broyhill, was there much fallout at the station with your coworkers? How many barbecue chicken restaurants do you plan on opening this year, Joe Artinger?
27.
You make your own chicken, don't you?
Yes.
You're a student of chefology, aren't you, Mr. Joe Artinger? They can smell it through the whole building, boy. It's fascinating stuff. Do you see dead people? Would you like to bring your wife in? I'd like to introduce him, okay? Would you please bring your wife in right now?
Fine, Charlie.
Guess my weight and don't cry, Joe Artinger. Fabricator! This is such a funny segment. I just love being in here. It's so nice not to have those glaring TV lights all over the place. When are you going to do Cinema Don Geronimo?
Hello, Tim McWilliams. You're looking well in your blue shirt.
I love that thing that you got that, it's not called prophylactic, but what do you call that thing that...
Prophylactic? What are we talking about? Contraception?
Prosthetics,
boy.
I guess. Prosthetic makeup.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah.
This is all me, Don Geronimo. This is Krispy Kreme. I don't mind telling you. Speaking of that, could I have some pudding, please? Oh, somebody get me a big box of pudding. Where is Charlie Broyhill?
I can't find him.
You're going to have to answer his questions then. Hooray for Lollawood. Okay. Fantastic. I have some questions for Charlie. Could you answer them for me?
Maybe.
Has battling anorexia made Charlie a sharper person? Here he is, boy. Yes, siree. Clap your hands for Charlie. How's the anorexia going?
Hi, Charlie.
Oh, my God. I've opened a vein. This is exciting. Do you design all the Broyhill furniture or just the cocktail tables?
All of it.
Oh, good boy. And how's your wife, Colette, doing?
I love her to death.
I interest you in an ice cream cone, dear.
With sprinkles? Are you a member of the Communist Party?
Which one?
I just want to know.
Okay.
Can you light your own farts, Charlie Boyle?
Every day.
So much fun. Get out of here. I love you all.
Oh, you've just got such a lovely staff of boys here. Just wonderful. How do these talented people all collect themselves to work in that terrible, dismal climate of Seattle, Washington?
We're not on in Seattle anymore.
Liar!
We're not. We got canceled there.
Conjurer, prognosticator, Don Geronimo, history, former football player, American Indian, looking fine, looking really rested and sad.
You were having so much fun. Do you enjoy doing television sports?
I don't do television sports.
Oh, come on now. Don't be bashful. We're all among friends here. Do I smell flan?
I'd love a big, big bowl of it right now.
Could I have a chocolate pie, please, Don Geronimo?
Yes, we'll get you pudding, flan.
Do you think this jacket color makes me look thinner or fatter?
Oh, sinner.
Sinner, of course you do. Liar! You are. You're a dastardly man, Don Geronimo, but that's most football players are.
Absolutely.
I'm not of the Packers. I loved you when you went over the line with Forrest Gregg.
I'm not a football player. Right? I'm a fan of the
Buzz
team.
Buzz Burbank, are you smoking a marijuana cigarette right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I've got my eyes on you. Gorgeous curly hair.
Thank you,
fantastic
Dominique.
Animal trainer.
Yes.
This is so much fun. I'm really enjoying this. This is really a good time with had by all. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Including the military man, Rob Spiewak, with his military heritage history. Rob, was it tough getting hazed at the Virginia Military Institute?
I never went to VMI.
Of course you didn't. That's right. I'll believe that. I believe anything I'm sitting here.
Hey, what's your... Listen, you're in show business.
Yes, I am. I'm in show business.
What's your show business luminary?
What's your take on Roy Horn?
Roy Horn, a tragedy, an American tragedy, a truly talented individual. I think he's absolutely marvelous. I mean, who could entertain all those troops for years going over there and just... performing in Vietnam and World War II. I thought it was absolutely magnificent. Thanks for the memories, Roy Horn. Very talented guy.
Yeah. What about the girl, the lady with the feeding tube?
The feeding tube?
And they've...
I'm not sure what feeding tube you're talking about.
It's in the news.
That's the feeding tube you're talking about?
They're debating, you know,
something in the news?
Whether to pull the plug.
Taking her tube out.
I don't read that. I read Variety Boy. That's what I read. Variety out of Los Angeles. It makes delightful pastry when I'm done with it. I shred it up into little bits, mix it with coconut, and then I bake it up into another pastry.
All right, I won't ask you about current events. I'll
ask away, boy.
Let me ask you.
Yes, dear.
Lisa Remini?
Oh, she's star of King of Queens.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of her?
I have, boy. A major talent. She's going far. Absolutely. Very, very talented. She's absolutely incredible. And so's her co-star, Ray Romano. Fantastic job.
Except for the tuna odor. I understand people on the set are starting to complain a little bit. Have you gotten that? Have you gotten wind of that little problem they had there?
Right. Have you ever dined?
I eat at Vivian's all the time, boy. Yes, sir. Fantastic. Angela makes the best pancakes.
He's an up-and-comer himself. He really is. Yeah. I think he's going to really take off this year if he can just lose some more weight.
Very exciting. It's always so nice to have family around, isn't
we
it?
We love you, Jimmy.
Don Geronimo, do you consider this thing a big family? Is this a big family of your peers?
Yes, I do. These guys are my best buddies.
Really? Yeah. Are they all gay or just you?
No, we're all gay.
Oh, we're all gay. That's wonderful. It makes it a little more cohesive, don't you think, Don Geronimo?
Come on, tell the truth.
Yeah.
All right. I'm having a great time.
And what about you?
What? Your sexuality.
Asexual. That's right. I like me and me alone.
Me alone. No one gets in here. Absolutely. Don't drop the soap, Don Geronimo.
Oh, it's so nice talking to a real sprouting American Indian football player who likes TV sports.
Do you have to use a stick to wipe?
I do. As a matter of fact, you've been doing some studying. I actually call it thongs. They're my little thongs. I strap them on. They're like two little sneakers on the end of that.
And I reach in there to all the nicks and crannies. Always big fun, don't you know? Especially after a celebrity meal. I like self-abuse.
Do you like self-abuse?
No, not really.
I really like to beat myself up, if you know what I'm talking about. Flagellation is my mantra.
Yes, nothing starts today for Jiminy better than a nice little body slap.
You know who's into that?
What's that, Don Geronimo?
You know who's into that self-abuse? Is Jim Nance.
Jim Nance. CBS Sports Jim Nance.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the most talented person. I love it. I love it when he says that catchphrase right after they go to the crime scene. Oh, he's very, very exciting. Yes, sir. This looks like it wasn't your average murder. And then, boom, they play that wonderful song, Heartbreak Hotel.
Okay, we're going to break, and we need to...
such a wonderful time. Thank you for having me. Can I say that
I really appreciate it?
We need one or maybe two callers.
Big
I'm not
fun,
really
everybody.
Sure.
The slap, slap, slap of the students. That's my favorite part of your show. Will you do long? Man.
Phone number is 877.
Please do that bit, lawman, for me.
365.
My nasty doodads. Yes, 3.
3636.
Nice to be with you, Grace, man.
I'm having a wonderful time. I really want to meet all the people. Sergeant Fury and all your other range of characters.
It's always so very exciting to be part of radio because it's kind of like a mysterious type of thing.
Very.
A mysterious type of thing with all this behind-the-scenes activity.
Very exciting if you ask me.
Theater of the mind, we call it.
Theater of the mind is such a special thing. It truly is. I'm self-abused.
Choose your news.
How about we do, let's do, what the hell did you write?
I can't read your handwriting.
Birthday game.
Birthday game. Very exciting. Let's do birthday game. That's great. Do I get a chance to meet Rod Roddy while I'm here?
Yeah, well, listen, we need callers at 877.
Callers, call into the Den of Iniquity.
365-36-36.
That's three.
Here in the Den of Iniquity.
Fantastic. Everybody's having so much fun with Jiminy Glick. I'm really excited. I really, really am. Yes, three.
What?
It's 58 degrees.
What?
Yes, three. I have no idea. They're going batty,
man.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you say these greens?
I'm going to drop.
This is supposed to be my weekend off. But no. You got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert with your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my parachute. You gotta come down here with an attitude, hacking all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
The Don and Mike Show. Their comedy is partly shtick. Don and Mike.
We're still not giving away the laser eye procedure from, LASIK eye procedure from Whitten Perot Laser Eye Associates.
Do you give away lots of prizes on your show?
Very best technology. You can have the metro area's premier LASIK surgeons and the experience of over 50,000 successful procedures with affordable 12-month, no-interest financing.
Dr. Whitten! Didn't he dance opposite George Shakira in West Side Story?
Call 800-626-LASER today.
Big button, Don Geronimo. Ho-ho.
This is worth $5,500.
Keep them big if you cheap.
We'll give it away later in today's show. Now, Jiminy Glick,
let's smoke the peace pipe.
Let's play the game.
This is Slow Budget Jeopardy. Now we'd like to welcome our two guests.
It's so much fun. Oscar loves you.
First of all, this is an insurance claims adjuster from Toronto, Canada. Let's say hi to Terry Corcoran.
Hi, Jerry.
Mind your manners, boy.
Terry.
Hello, LQ. Hi.
And now entering this lovely studio as a software tester from Baltimore, Maryland. How does the software test?
Let's say hi to Glenn Rigby.
Glenn.
Gentlemen.
And I do have to break in just for a second to ask, is it Terry?
Yep.
Terry, now you're in Toronto.
That's right.
Right?
Led Zeppelin.
But you're listening on WBUF in Buffalo, right?
That's right, yeah.
Right.
And now entering the studio, the host of the show. Let's put our hands together and please don't screw with LQ.
Screw
with
LQ.
Let's welcome Alex Trebek Geronimo, shall we?
Thank you, JG.
Thank you.
And guys, here's your categories. They are Man in Black.
Man in Black. Oh, you're doing an entire category on Mr. Merle Haggard.
Rush Limbaugh.
What's the rush?
NFL last weekend. Who won?
Oh, I can't stand that sport. It's terrible. Donald.
America. America.
Donald, does litter make you cry?
And new on Divid Home Video.
DVD.
Guys, one more time. Here you go. It's a Man in Black.
Man in Black.
Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
NFL. Who won last weekend?
Who won last weekend? Who's the big burly man? You're a football player.
America, America.
That's patriotic.
And new on Divid. And let's see, the guy in Canada. No, we'll go with the American first. Glenn.
Glenn, you start.
Yes, sir. Let's go with Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh. This is his ex-housekeeper's name. First name.
Oh, what is this, Rosie?
I'm sorry, boy. Terry, it's your chance to steal.
Oh, boy.
It's good old Wilma.
Wilma, that's right, and I bet it's a
no-spin zone in his house.
All right, Glenn, you're in control.
All right, let's stay with Rush for two.
What Rush allegedly calls his favorite prescription medications?
Would that be the coverage?
No.
Terry, it's your chance to steal. See if you can make some Canadian hay.
Oh, boy. Hillbilly heroin.
Baby blues.
Glenn, that means you're still in control, boy.
Let's finish this one up. Rush for three.
Slang word he used for cash in transactions with Wilma.
What is cabbage?
Cabbage.
$3 for making a leap.
Not my cabbage.
$3 for you when you're in control.
Cabbage for baby blues.
NFL last weekend for one?
Okay, who won last weekend? Eagles played the Giants.
What is...
Terry, it's your chance to steal my Canadian friend.
Oh, Eagles, Giants.
Guys.
On with it, you mounty.
It's the Eagles. Eagles won.
And Glenn, you're still in control.
All right. NFL last weekend for two.
Carolina Panthers played the Tennessee Titans.
What is the Tennessee Titans?
Right. $2
for Mr. Glenn. He's
starting to open up a big lead over the Canadian.
NFL last weekend for three.
New Orleans Saints, Atlanta Falcons.
What is the New Orleans Saints?
That's how you do it.
$3 for Mr. Glenn, big burly football player.
Shall we give him peace pipe, Don Geronimo?
I'm not Indian.
I'm sorry. All right, you're in control. Select again, boy.
Okay, well, new on DVD?
New on DVD. Okay, here you go. Stars Keanu Reeves.
Liar!
What is Matrix 2?
Jerry, it's your chance to steal. You think you could steal from Canada?
Matrix Unloaded?
That is not only not in the form of a question, but it was wrong. It's The Matrix Reloaded.
I love the Superman. All right, Glenn, you're in control.
It's too bad what happened to Keanu Reeves, though. You know, the whole thing with him being in the wheelchair.
I can't stand that. He's such a trooper. Fantastic job in that. I love it when he flew in that red cape. It was fantastic. Do you think he'll ever walk again?
Who's Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves. Yes,
I don't know.
I just think he's such an enormous talent.
What about Christopher Reeves?
Christopher Reeves was fantastic. I loved him in Devil's Advocate.
All right, Glenn, you're in control.
New on DVD for two.
Stars Eddie Murphy.
Terry, your chance to steal.
What is Daddy Daycare?
There, now there. You know, you should
Daddy Daycare. And I think they should make him manager of the Baltimore Orioles.
No, that's not. That's not the same Eddie Murray.
Terry, you're in control.
Eddie Murphy. It's right. Eddie Murray.
Oh, whatever.
Let's try America, America.
Nope, you got to finish the DVD, my friend.
Let's finish the DVD.
Good choice. Stars Cameron Diaz.
What is Charlie Angel?
It's your chance to steal. I'm sorry, Terry.
You got to be quicker than that, my friend.
American Rules, boy.
What is Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle?
That's right, Full Throttle.
What is your PB? All right, Glenn.
America.
$3 for you. Select again, please.
Let's go with America, America.
America, America. These are facts from Harper's Index, a book that writes facts about America every year.
I think Jiminy needs a handy wipe.
In the year 2002, this United State had the most licensed massage parlors.
What is Las Vegas? Or Nevada?
Terry, it's your chance to steal.
Las Vegas would not be a state.
Yeah.
What is Nevada?
No.
It is a state. The winner, though, California.
And who doesn't want a big massage right now?
Let's all have one together. Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy fingers rubbing on your buttocks, Don Geronimo? Not only fingers squeezing and kneading?
No, I don't.
I can't resist the itching much longer.
Glenn, you're in control.
America, America for two.
Hey, Jiminy, guess what we got left over from a couple of weeks ago?
One of my old handy wipes.
When Rush Limbaugh was here, you know what we got left
over? What do you have left over, Don Geronimo?
Some suppositories.
Oh, suppositories. I love them with ice cream. Absolutely. You know, if you squeeze off the foil,
they make a taste treat.
Would you like to have one? No.
X-wide. All right, Glenn, select again. I'm sorry. I got distracted talking about suppositories.
Here you go. America for two. In 2002, this state reported the most traffic accidents caused by drivers going to sleep. Understand? You fall asleep at the wheel, and you, boom, you crash into somebody. Which state?
What is Alaska?
Alaska.
Terry, it's your chance to steal all the way up in Canada.
What is Florida?
No, you'd think so with all the old people. No, it's Texas.
Uh-huh. Glenn, you're in control, and I might be feeling a trickle.
America, America for three.
In 2002, this United States state gave out the fewest number of speeding tickets.
What is Alaska?
Terry, Canadian person. It's
what
your
is,
chance to steal.
What is North Dakota?
No.
Nope. South Dakota.
South Dakota. So close,
oh!
Yet so far.
Mm-hmm.
Just
Dakota.
Like Grandma Glick used to say, don't pick the sores.
It's Bismarck. It's Pierre.
Yes, lovely names.
lovely ships to Bismarck and Pierre. I think I went on a cruise with them one time.
Glenn, your chance to steal. Now you're in control.
No, boy.
All we have left is Man in Black.
Man in Black, yes, sirree. You haven't seen my drawers.
Man in Black, here we go. Man in Black for one. Jack Black's current hit movie.
What is Rock and Roll Hot?
No.
Terry, it's your chance to steal.
What is...
Dudes. Everybody knows a School of Rock.
Terry, is it tough to process that pop culture north of the border?
All right, Glenn, you're in control.
Man in Black 2.
Name of Jack Black's band.
What is Tenacious D?
Right.
$2 for you, Glenn.
Man in Black 3.
All right, last question on the big board. Jack Black's current age.
What is 31?
Terry, your chance to steal. Let's see if you can get one, boy.
What is 35?
No. Liar!
Jack Black, 34.
The salted peanuts are rearing their heads now.
Oh.
It's time for. Terry thinks he's got a Fisher.
Time.
It's the 123 delay again.
What's that?
Who's she? Shut up, girl.
It's not your turn.
It's time for final low-budget Jeff Hardy. Yeah. And here's your category. Oh, you know, it's too bad my buddy Mike is not here.
Yeah. Because we don't need him. He's off drinking somewhere.
The category is Red Sox Nation.
Cruel boy.
That is the category. And here's the answer, guys.
Are you doing that just to get under his skin, Don Geronimo?
Yes.
Thank you.
Proud to be your Boston Red Sox skipper. He is the manager of the American League Championship losers, the Boston Red Sox. Okay? Proud to be your Red Sox skipper. He is the manager of the American League Championship losers.
Skipper, I used to have a hamster named Skipper.
The Boston Red Sox. Guys, don't forget to answer in the form.
Skipper, where's your leash?
And good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Glick.
The fast-acting cough drop and breath freshener, all in one.
Glicks are made from a fast-acting formula combining the freshness of mint, the soothing effect of menthol,
and the lubrication of Jiminy Juice.
Oh. So, be sure to end sore throat pain
and keep your breath-kissing fresh.
Pop a Glick into your mouth and come in from the cold.
Oh.
Now back to final Love and Jeopardy, boy.
I'm with Alex to make your red move.
You spell that with three letters or four?
Anything you wish, Chief Geronimo. Super.
Oh,
C-O-M-E. Take it right into the toilet, dear.
And, who do we want to go to first here?
Go to the Canadian first. He's bringing up the rear.
Oh. Where are we going? Oh, it's Terry in Toronto, whatever.
Terry in Toronto, you got that right.
Terry, proud to be your Red Sox skipper. He's now manager of the American League Championship losers.
I got it wrong, I'm sure. Who's Dan Duquette?
Sorry, that's incorrect. Probably remembered him because he worked up in Canada.
Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, you're the big wiener if you have the right answer.
That'd be who is Grady Little.
Who is, Grady Little.
Oh,
right.
Here we have a winner. I'm so excited.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
We do have a winner.
Isn't that special to have a winner, Don Geronimo?
But who's surprised? The American beat the Canadian.
It's true.
That for Rob.
My kingdom for a payday bar, boy. All right, listen, Terry, listen, goodbye. Enjoy Mexico North. I do, don't go away mad, just go away. Here now, and you're the big winner, Glenn. Here now is Jiminy Glick to tell you more. Jiminy.
Let's hear it for Glenn Cathy's father, Rigby.
You double your score to $26. We throw in a $25 bonus, boy.
For a total of $51, which I think is a significant amount of cash. Mm-hmm. But wait, Canadian person, here are your prizes.
Here we go.
Or your prize.
Singular.
One prize.
You have one. Halloween mask provided by AnyMask.com.
The Any Kind of Mask Store.
Order yours on the web today, liar!
With free shipping
at www.anymask.com.
I don't think they're lying.
Thank you very much, Terry Corcoran from Canada. And thanks for playing again. I hope you had a good time.
I'll use it to hide my shame.
Thank you
so much, boy.
Thank you, dudes. All right, Glenn, see you.
Off to your caribou.
See you next time. And Terry, God bless America. What can I say? Thank you, my friend. And Jiminy.
Wasn't that a special time, Don Geronimo?
Great having you with us.
Time for me to repair to the lavatory for my tongs and do a wipery.
Always remember, we get low budget Jeopardy. A production of
Corona Incorporated and is distributed by King
World on Geronimo. Bye, Chief.
Bye bye.
He's great.
There goes JG.
Jiminy Glick.
Jiminy Glick.
Yeah, very nice.
And you know that Adore is very busy today.
Oh, wow.
Now, it's been a long time since we've had them in this early. It's a week until Halloween. Here's the Halloween spooks.
Oh, aren't they lovely?
And we've been counting down the roll call here.
Somebody just lost a kneecap.
And, Mike, if you look very carefully, you will notice that Bob Hope is carrying, I believe it's part of Roy Horn's shoulder.
I think so. So that's not a good sign.
No.
Yeah, it might be skull.
And they're all sitting around right now using God's vision, watching Robert Blake get his jerk on. In jail.
Look at that.
Because Robert Blake is very soon to join them.
What an interesting new dimension.
Yeah. You're a scary, scary bunch.
Hi, kids.
Hi there. Okay, all right.
Bye-bye now.
Get out of here.
Take care.
Get out of here. Smell. Okay, do you want it? Do you want it?
Mm-hmm.
$5,500 the prize. Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates, the LASIK procedure.
Right.
I understood that they were not pleased that we were giving this a prize away to a caller 100, even though we were rewarding the people who were listening to the show the longest.
Right.
We'll take caller 1 right now. The first caller will win the prize.
That's very good. I think that's wonderful. And it rewards now, somebody that's on the ball.
Should they answer the question?
Yeah.
Should they just win? Okay, well,
they should always answer a question.
First caller, and it's you, caller 1. Hi, what's your name?
Robert.
Robert, where are you from?
Fairfax.
Have you been listening to the whole show today?
Most of it.
What, pardon me?
Most of it. Yeah.
When we had beautiful woman, hot chick, piece of ass, and we had Nancy on the show, Jim Nance from CBS, what movie did he go mental about today?
The movie was Radio.
Bingo! We got a winner. Winner, right there.
You are the winner.
That's the winner.
I said, you are the winner.
Thank you very much.
You, my friend, have won LASIK procedure for you or a loved one, courtesy of Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates, with the very best of technology. Now you can have Washington's premier LASIK surgeon and the experience of over 50,000 successful procedures with affordable 12-month no-interest financing. They include me. What are you laughing at? I'm trying to give it a good read.
I know you are. You're feeling it. I can tell.
800-626-LASER. That's the phone number. Prize worth $5,500. You would think that in this day and age, the simple fact that I'm endorsing this and I'm walking around
personal
with my eyes after having been groped.
With your eyes intact.
Yeah. I see 2015.
Yeah.
Good for you, boy.
Very easy for me to look down at my genitals and see where Dr. Witten groped me while he was performing the procedure on me.
That's a personal endorsement, and you're happy to give this prize away.
I don't want the client to be unhappy. It's a great prize. It's worth $5,500.
Right.
And if this guy's listened to the show since Nance was on, which is like 3 hours now, congratulations. You won.
Thank you, Radio God.
You're very welcome. Thanks for being the first caller, as opposed to the 100th caller, which I guess didn't sit well with somebody.
Yeah. Fine, you fix that.
They said, why caller 100?
Yeah.
Well, to give everybody an equal chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, we said we'll take caller number 1.
Yeah.
And, maybe it'll work out for you, like it did for me.
Yeah.
I hope so. I no longer need glasses. I wake up in the morning, and the first thing I do is I wake up sweating, and I say, Dr. Perot, Dr. Witten, stop touching me.
Right. But it's just a dream, and you can go right down to breakfast.
And the thing is that when
it's not that bad a problem.
As soon as, I wake up and I look and I look and say, I'm not being violated. Immediately, I can see the clock, and I see 6:10.
And I see it so clearly.
Clear as a bell.
And
without those big frames you used to wear.
Here's an added endorsement from me to the good people at the LASIK place. The deafness is gone.
Wow. It's fantastic. No. And you're off the OxyContin.
Absolutely.
That's right. And you don't have to wear those Harry Carey glasses anymore.
And my bowel movements have never been better.
Oh, tell the truth. Those were always fine.
Now,
that was the whole problem.
They're gigantic with no more odor than a biscuit.
As soon as they turn on that laser and you evacuate it.
Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates LASIK procedure. These guys are the best.
They are.
Really. 800-626-LASER today. Thank you to them for supplying us with over $25,000 worth of surgeries that we gave away this
week. We appreciate their generosity.
How's that? That's my lips on a client's ass.
Good job.
Yeah. And since I had this surgery, one last endorsement I'll give you.
That's the movie As Good As It Gets right there.
One last thing I'll tell you since I had that surgery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I unload like a dump truck.
There you go. Right.
When I sit down, I mean, it's like...
You throw the rope.
Boom.
As they say.
Boom.
You throw the rope.
I sit on the toilet and every time I do, mm-hmm. I say, thank you, Dr. Witten.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
you know what?
One man found
you know what that's
a way
called?
To bring good news to his...
That's called...
Losing a client.
That's called repairing the bridge. Give me back. That's called taking that fire extinguisher down to the bridge and putting out the fire.
Listen, there's no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Right here we are at the prime time of the show.
Showcasing.
What's being talked about?
Right? What's the name of the clinic again?
They just took it away from me. But my
Witten Perot?
I remember it. Witten Perot Laser Eye.
Right.
Really.
Witten Perot.
Great. They're great.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing about the groping.
Yeah.
It was consensual.
Yes. Oh, that's important to point out.
Yeah, don't get the wrong idea.
You signed the form.
It's right. Not like like Kobe Bryant was doing my eyes or something.
No, not at all.
When I went in, Dr. Witten said, you're an attractive man. And I said, you're an attractive man.
Yeah, it was mutual. It was consensual.
All right. I'll come clean. It was a part of the punk.
It was all you?
I had to beg, actually. And I said, please fondle me.
And you know.
I said, the vision is great, but would you mind fondling me?
Well, why don't you come clean all the way? You begged, and you wanted it to happen, and he never did. And that's why you're saying this, because you just, it's something you wanted, because he was such a handsome man.
Not that I haven't done that procedure myself countless times while thinking about the super results I received.
You can't even hear the word laser without becoming
Woody.
Turgidity.
That is my self-abuse.
That's right.
That is the horror that I live with every day.
You're doing well, Don.
And that's what we can do for you, you prospective clients out there.
Yeah.
You want to be in the Don and Mike Show spotlight?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the best we can do.
Yeah, and I'm happy. I think they should be, too.
Yeah, they will be.
What's not to like?
I know I was happy. Mm-hmm. Buzz, your lead story today?
Today, Mother of the Year Courtney Love slaps her way through a custody battle.
Let me say to Witten Laser, welcome to our stable. And Buzz, Courtney Love?
Yes, Mother of the Year.
Hole.
All right.
Right.
That's the name of the band.
Mike.
Stay tuned. News and comments.
News and comments. Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Self-abusing.
Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show. The cure for love cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. That's what my man De Niro has got.
Good luck, Robert.
Love cancer. Milk that prostate. Time for Buzz's News and Comments. Buzz is brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. It's doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested. Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax. 1-888. Try VMAX. And I don't want them to be left out. I understand they fondled Buzz.
Yeah.
The people at Veramax.
But he asked for it, like you did.
Just like I did.
But no extra charge.
And Mike, didn't Golf Digest fondle you?
Every time I had a meeting with them, every time I had a meeting with the people from Golf Digest, Don, they fondled me, but I asked for it.
Now here is Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Well, if you've worried that things aren't going any better for Courtney Love, you have worried correctly.
And I have endlessly, Buzz.
Well,
every night.
She's now in a custody battle for her 11-year-old daughter, and this battle is with the mother of her late husband, in other words, the older Mrs. Cobain.
There she is.
The two women had a cat fight after the custody hearing this week in Los Angeles. Quoting Courtney, Wendy went nuts. She shoved me, and I slapped her like a 4-year-old. Not that I've ever slapped a 4-year-old. She says Mama Cobain responded by saying, that's it, you're going down. Quoting Courtney, she was just screaming. She says, Kurt once called his parents Nazis, writing in his journal, I want to shoot my mommy.
Are you sure that's not the diet? Never mind.
Courtney wouldn't be in this mess if it weren't for the OxyContin.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Not with cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
With cabbage.
Right.
Couldn't make the joke about Rob. No, Rob loves his mommy.
He loves his mama. Yeah,
Rob loves Sharon. Would not make that joke.
No.
Cabbage.
Cabbage.
Courtney Love.
cabbage.
She has plenty of cabbage.
Okay.
Baby Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Wilma. Denny's. Need cabbage now.
Cigar box.
We'll meet you at Paul's Pancake Barn.
Cabbage. Here's a question.
Yeah?
Do you think Rush Limbaugh would get into trouble at his rehab group if he was talking about, let's say, the football games this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and he said, I like the Vikes.
Yeah.
Do you think
yeah, that's a red flag.
I don't even know who Minnesota is playing this weekend.
Right.
Give me the Vikings in 10.
I like the Vikes.
The Vikes.
I want 300 Vikes.
If you pick the Vikes for me, I'll give you cabbage.
Cabbage.
Well, okay, you know how I hate to alarm people.
Yeah, oh yeah, you hate it, Buzz.
But a solar storm is hammering the Earth right now with powerful electromagnetic waves of energy. You can hear it, see?
You boys found the right sound effect. If you listen carefully, now, this can't be heard by the naked ear. You have to have special hearing.
That's
but
right.
Some of our listeners might be able to hear this solar storm right now.
Mm-hmm. And it could affect
everything.
Oh, way to go. Right. I did say, I set off the alarm. I said hammering.
When is the statute of limitations up on the hammers?
Never.
You said
I said it now again. Where's the switch?
Now I'm waiting for this ear to
click, click, click.
There we go.
I hear the solar storm.
These powerful electromagnetic waves of energy. They could affect airline navigation systems.
Did it end?
For yeah. some folks.
Yeah. I love that sound.
It ran out.
It's off and on. They come and go. They're solar flares, and so they'll happen, and then they die down, and then they flare up again.
I see it coming now.
For some folks, it could mean power failures. It could wreck your satellite TV reception tonight, your pager, your cell phone. Radio reception could be spotty, especially on AM radio and network shows. It could make news anchors sound intoxicated. It affects worldwide bank transactions that are transmitted via satellite. Happens every spring and every fall. Solar flare-ups or coronal mass ejections.
Oh, man, I hope nobody has that this weekend.
So there's some coronal up there who's having a mass ejection.
Exactly.
Big evacuation.
Coronal. I like it with a little lime.
Coronal. He's having a coronal.
There it goes.
Coronal.
Explosion.
You went there, right?
Ejection.
There you go again.
The ejection.
You were going to go there. You thought it, though.
I'm always
just because
thinking
I said it.
I'm always thinking it.
Just I said
put
it.
A lime in my coronal.
Oh, wow.
While that music's playing.
These ejections.
Like what you see on a Halloween.
Began
you know,
about
the skeleton?
Right. They began about 3 days ago. The energy from those ejections just now reaching the planet Earth.
That's scary, Buzz.
It sure is.
I think it. I think it hit
sure
you.
Sure is.
I think it hit you yesterday, Buzz. In liquid form.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's I like little, you know, you got a little hangover during the news tonight.
Yeah,
and it's working for me.
I think it was about this time yesterday. I said I'm sleepy.
Yes,
still am.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a little
Buzz. Here's a question
what?
For you. And slow down.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. No,
I'm trying.
No,
again,
no rush
I'm
today.
Trying too hard.
No rush today.
Mm-hmm.
When you got to work,
yes.
as opposed to now,
uh-huh.
what is your energy level at? As opposed to like 3.5 hours ago.
Okay, it slipped just a little bit. It's down just a little, and a nap really does sound good.
You know, sometimes when you're feeling kind of sleepy, and
uh-huh.
I know this from experience,
what?
You know what helped?
What?
A little belt.
Sure.
A little yeah. nip.
I think Nazareth had a song, Mike, but it's called Hair of the Dog.
Mm-hmm. Hair of the Dog. I don't believe in Hair of the Dog, but I do believe in, like, when the night comes around again, just
right.
to get you going if you're tired from the night before,
mm-hmm.
hey, revisit the monster.
I like the nightlife.
And I'm just guessing, I've read about this phenomenon. Did you feel best today from, like, about 11:30 to 1:30?
Yeah, I think so. Probably
yeah,
that was
it
my
happens.
Peak.
I've read
Rob
about
and I are nodding at each other.
It's
right
just that you get usually a little bit of a reprieve in the
yeah.
early afternoon.
And that 3 o'clock hour comes around.
Oh, it hurts.
Yeah.
Ooh, it hurts. But it was
it's
nice.
Like what? The hangover goes away for two
it's
hours?
Just,
and
it's
then
a lighter
back?
Time for
yeah.
some reason.
A brief burst of energy, and then you're back to tired again.
That's
no,
why
I
was great doing middays.
I didn't want to tip my hand on this, but this will be in my book. It's actually a book. It's the book of hangovers where you, the worst hangover is the morning euphoria hangover, where you wake up in the morning thinking, I feel phenomenal.
Yeah.
I have a huge breakfast.
That's what I had.
And then about 3 o'clock, when you're in the fetal position again, your friends inform you that at 9 o'clock in the morning, you were still wasted.
Yeah. May I still write the foreword to that book?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's a little hard to believe that the newspaper that brought down a president was, for a while, a lapdog for the White House. But that's kind of what C. David Heyman is saying in his new book, The Georgetown Ladies Social Club.
Oh, yeah, C. Heyman.
He says that LBJ's defense secretary, Bob McNamara, was able to influence the Washington Post coverage of the Vietnam War because McNamara was sleeping with the paper's late publisher, Catherine Graham.
C. Heyman.
Quoting the author, anytime McNamara found the editorials insufficiently supportive or the body count too high, he would phone Kay for a clarification session.
Now, just to make sure we're talking about Kay Graham, the lady who used to run the Washington Post.
That's right.
The lady that had...
We heard through other parties that she didn't care for us.
I don't get that. Right. Here now, I don't know if you remember this. Here is when... I don't think it's Kay... What's her name?
Graham.
Kay Graham. I don't think it's her calling the show, but it's somebody from the Post calling the show complaining.
Okay.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you've just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
You squeezed it in there under the wire.
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
Almost went a week without hearing that tape in some context.
Thanks. Wow. McNamara says he and Graham were just good friends, and he says he never asked her to insert anything in the paper.
I like the way you said insert anything.
Yeah.
Hold on, Buzz, there's someone parked on one of these lines, and it might be the star of the movie. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's not Tom.
Huh.
Don and Mike show, why are you on hold?
I am on hold because I just wanted to say hello to you guys.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I'm out here in California, and my friends Mike and Doug said that I wouldn't like your guys' radio station, and I'm hooked totally for the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
All those years, Catherine Graham ran the Washington Post.
Right.
And wrote awful things about us and didn't like things that we did on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We never once got to taste her Graham cracker.
No. Hey, that's a Mr. Skinism right there.
Yeah.
Very good.
Stole it from him. Taste her Graham cracker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you guys, too.
Where in California?
Hey, can you guys say hi to Mike and Doug for me?
Where in California?
Oh, Sacramento.
And are those the guys you're doing right now?
No, they work in my office.
Are you doing either one of them?
That's
slang.
They're both happily married.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you're doing them on the side.
Yeah.
No!
Who's better, Mike or Doug? Is Mike better or is Doug better in the sack?
Hello?
Lady?
No, right. I'm not doing them. Okay, either
listen,
one of them.
All right, listen, we believe you. You're not doing them. They're just friends at work. They're just male friends at work.
They are.
But if you had, let's play a game with you. Who would you do?
Oh, no.
If you had to do.
Yeah, good question.
Either one of these guys that turned you on to our show, which one would it be? If you had, you know, no strings attached.
No strings. It would just be a one-time thing, and you'd have to, you get out of here and say, who would it be, Mike or Doug?
Both.
No.
Oh, boo. No, you know, that's honey, not fair. That's not fair. We've entertained you all week.
Now, come on. Who would you do? Your friend Mike or your friend Doug? It's hypothetical.
Yeah. It's time to choose.
Just a game.
You have to disappoint one of them. Who is the higher ranking official at your place of employment?
Doug's been here longer, so
well,
Doug.
It's Doug.
You would do Doug.
You would do Doug. There you go.
But hold on. But if you're taking seniority out of it, if it's just...
It would really be Mike, wouldn't it?
If it was just, which guy do you think could go the extra yard for you, which one would you select? Who would you do?
I'm going to have to stick with Doug, because he's been here longer.
Yeah, there you go. He's been here longest. And speaking of longest... Who's longer, Mike or Doug?
Oh, no, I have no idea.
Who would you think?
Doug's taller.
Doug! Uh-huh. Hey, Mike, you're shut out, buddy.
Very revealing.
Mike, it's so, goose egg city so for you.
It's obvious that you thought about his penis.
No, not at all.
If you're keeping score at home, the scoreboard would read Doug 3, Mike 0.
And I got to say that last one, that is a walk-off home run when she is...
He's taller.
That he's got a big penis because he's taller.
Absolutely.
So Doug, that's what women think.
Doug's going to have a great weekend.
Hey, listen, are any of these guys around right now in the office you work in?
They're both listening right now.
Why don't you put the winner on? Why don't you put Big John Holmes on?
I actually have to go. I have to go enter another phone.
We can't talk to Big Doug?
You can't.
How about Little Mike?
Goodbye. Have a great weekend.
You better go put your arm around Little Mike because he's crying right now.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
She seemed nice.
They don't know I'm doing both of you. Sorry, Mike.
some conservatives and a lot of Ronald Reagan fans are very, very upset about James Brolin playing the actor-turned-president in a CBS miniseries next month. Brolin's married to the uber-liberal Barbara Streisand.
Right.
And perhaps the most upset is Ronald Reagan's son, Michael, who's also a radio talk show host.
Well, I hate to taste her graham cracker.
Quote, they ought to be Barbara upset Streisand. Because they got a bad actor playing Ronald Reagan.
Well, quoting...
Hey, shut your mouth.
Don's a big James Brolin fan. Hey, I'm sorry, man. Yeah. I know that was over the line.
It's all right, Mike.
Here's your chance to choose your side. Now, quoting Michael Reagan, it's Brolin being the terrible actor he's always been.
Hey!
Claimed to fame as being second in command to Marcus Welby. End
la,
quote.
La, 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 la.
Don does not accept criticism of James Brolin.
Don, then you'll want to hear this part, because Brolin's manager responds this way, quote, James Brolin has won numerous Emmys and Golden Globes. He's had 3 hit series and 30 feature films. Meanwhile, Michael Reagan, who was born into the Lucky Sperm Club, has parlayed that into nothing but being a second-rate radio personality.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me just say this about my man, JB.
All right.
James Brolin.
That's right.
Perhaps you remember this, his most famous line. Double A, MCO.
He was the AMCO guy.
He was. Yeah.
Double A, MCO.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Right. Barbara, may I taste your graham cracker? Oh.
That's a yes.
I think it's cheese and crackers.
Cracker.
We were feeling all full of ourselves when they came out with the SST, the supersonic transport plane that later became known as the Concorde. It was 40 years ago that that plane first flew at twice the speed of sound. It was, we figured, the dawn of a new era of super-fast air travel, but now it's just one step forward, one step back. The world's only remaining Concorde landed today at London's Heathrow Airport and landed for the last time. It's being retired.
Saw it this morning. Joan Collins was on the plane, which is why they've changed it to the Concorde. Not the Concorde, it's the Concorde.
Here's more champagne, Miss Collins.
The last 100 passengers after departing New York did, in fact, sip champagne and ate smoked salmon and lobster. We don't know if any of them had supersonic sex.
Hey, that's right. You know, that's what you should do if you have the last flight on that.
Well, a lot of rock stars, movie stars, and rich people have had sex on the Concorde. A one-way ticket ran about $11,000. On that plane, they called it the 11-mile high club.
I bet if you ran a blacklight over the interior of that Concorde, you'd see a lot of crap.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if the Concorde, and I was watching it this morning on NBC,
right,
on the Today Show, and they were showing it taking off, and they're not taking off, they're not showing it for historical reasons,
no.
They're showing it for NASCAR reasons and Challenger reasons, that maybe it, you know, the once-in-a-lifetime chance that the last time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, what if it's full of really just B-list dumbasses like, what's her name?
Joan Collins.
Joan Collins.
Right, right.
And then they go, we with the BBC, loaded with many of your most unfavorite performance for years. Here comes the plane, the Concorde, for the final time. Coming down to rest at Heathrow Airport. And it's
Oh, no. Oh, my. Oh, no. There will never be a dynasty reunion.
Joan Collins is alive.
Sure. She survived like a phoenix rising up through the ashes. Look at her makeup. Untouched. Congratulations, Ms. Collins.
Well, as for the 11-mile high club, a Concorde pilot tells CNN, one of the things we offer at British Airways is discretion. We've had many great people on the aircraft, and we've been very, very careful to maintain their secrets, whatever they might be. And word is, there's been even more looking the other way on Concorde's last few flights.
Buzz?
Yes.
Joining us now on the telephone is a man who has been on the Concorde.
Ah, really?
Very good.
And I'm going to get you, because I know you think that it's Tom Gavin.
I do a little bit.
I thought that, yeah.
Have you been on the Concorde?
Hey,
is this the real how you doing guy? How you doing guy?
Hey there.
He was doing like his Halloween thing.
Yeah.
He was
doing that.
Spooky.
Will you do that again? How you doing, guy?
He's gone, Don. He only pays this little visit.
Gone like a ghost.
Yeah, he was on that flight today.
I got that. I was really disappointed it wasn't Tom Gavin.
And to my surprise, the restrooms on the Concorde, no bigger than on any other plane.
Really?
Yeah. I was surprised to hear that.
Miss Collins.
Oh, well, it's gone now.
We got a break, Buzz.
Very good, then.
We'll be right after back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, hi, Fabio.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
They wear a lot of hats while they sit on the fence making a commitment. Don and Mike.
Yeah. She had it all. Holly on KHJ. Sometimes it just feels good to do that.
I think I could hear you. I could do, right now at this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could hear you do it like 10 times.
Yep.
With like different records like that.
Yep. You were singing.
I
you're not even drunk,
that's
are you?
That's true. I'm sober as a judge.
I was singing. I was playing the air guitar.
No.
Do you have anything else in there that would be like appropriate?
Now he's going to goof.
He's going to goof. I'm looking at him. He's not going to do it. He's going to do it normal.
And I want to say it's Friday, and we all know what that means.
We all know what that means.
Time for some long, cool glasses. I can dance. Leo Thayer, KHJ.
You know why he likes that one?
Yeah, why?
He likes that one because it's got that little half beat thing,
right?
Yeah,
he loves those.
This is a gay one.
Take me a look inside.
Yes, it is.
Fair, near, 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 near.
Yeah, not like all those other macho Southern rock Leo Sayer songs.
Balls to the wall.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Yeah.
Get ye your Harley.
Go ahead.
Leo Sayer's coming to town.
J-Lo's got the glow, but it's not the glow of a new bride or a new mother. You can hear the glow, even.
It's an ass glow.
No, the glow that J-Lo has is a trademark. She's just settled out of court. That's a kind of glow. She just settled out of court a lawsuit over the name of her perfume, Glow by J-Lo. There was already another company named Glow selling perfumes and lotions and such under that name.
Welcome to Macy's. You're looking for a gift for your wife?
Right.
Yes, I am. Some perfume.
I'm actually looking for a fragrance. Is there? Do you have samples here?
Yes, this is from J-Lo. It's called Brown Penny.
Brown Penny. Can I? Can you spray a little on a card and I'll smell it?
Here you go.
All right. I'll take it. sorry about that.
The company named Glow was not happy about J-Lo stealing the name for her product, which is distributed by Coty. No word on how much of J-Lo's money it took to make the Glow company happy again, but it was apparently enough. In the meantime, Jennifer's out with another scent called Still Jennifer Lopez. The slogan is, in the eye of the storm, I am still Jennifer Lopez.
There you go.
Incredible!
I don't know why I just said, there you go, but I say that a lot when I don't have anything else to say.
Good punctuation.
Well, you're just helping to fill.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Helping to fill.
I was just laughing at the farts.
Meanwhile, J-Lo's getting a talk show next fall. It's actually her sister's show. Jen's just producing.
Here's a clip of that show.
She'll appear occasionally, and so will Ben, we're told. It'll be like The View, but for younger women. Universal Television will distribute the show starting next fall. It's hard to keep up or even care very much about this story, but stay with us. It's worth it.
Right.
As Oscar time approaches, voting members of the Academy are sent DVDs of the nominated movies so they can review them and decide how to vote. But the Motion Picture Association, paranoid about bootleg videos, put a ban on the practice this year. This infuriated small independent filmmakers who knew the videos were the only way most Academy members would ever see their movies. The Motion Picture Association refused to budge. It worried that Steven Spielberg or some other voting member would try to sell the bootlegs on eBay. Then big-name directors and actors, some of whom like to make small independent films, spoke up. So now the Academy...
Here they are, right?
Ooh, man! That's cool!
See, that's I believe that said. Is Harvey Weinstein.
Right?
Harvey Weinstein.
Expressing his disappointment.
From Miramax.
Right?
The guy,
ooh, that's right.
Man! That's cool!
Doesn't he have a brother? It's Harvey and... Aren't there two of those guys?
Yeah, I think it's...
Here's the other guy.
Give me a Homer! There it is. Harvey and Sam.
Yeah.
Alan.
So I think the practice is what I would describe as completely, categorically unfair.
So now...
I would have to agree with you.
Of course. I mean, it's all about money, and it doesn't always have to be like that. Well, who are we kidding?
It is always about money.
Of course.
Why send out a copy, for instance, of... what's the Talking Dog movie?
The Snow Dogs?
No, the new one.
Oh, the new one. I don't remember.
The new one. Oh, I'm having a brain fart right now. Is it Lucky Dog or Good Dog?
Let's say that it is.
I think Lucky Dog.
Lucky Dog.
It's Good Burger.
All right, I'll take it down to another level. Let's say you've got the Goofy Toofy movie, Radio.
Radio. Yes, you don't want to send that on DVD.
You send that on DVD.
Right. Someone could steal it.
That's burns a copy.
Mm-hmm. That's not fair. You want to, and also, if you're going to show it in a theater, they can pay.
But
the Academy members can pay.
Have you been to the movies recently where the first commercial that they show? And isn't it sad that now we're all used to commercials?
Yeah,
and that is the
biggest suck-a-thon in the world.
It is. And we're watching the same movie, the same commercials, rather, as we see on television.
You're right. Yep.
And that's now a show that's replaced like the Scramble,
mm-hmm.
where it says RABDITTP, and you're supposed to figure out it's Brad Pitt.
Right.
They replace that with commercials.
And it's also important to remember the concessions.
Which now lead to the beginning of the coming attractions. But the first one is an ad that's put out by this group where they have, like, stagehands saying, I don't know about you, but I love being in the movies and making the sets, and I don't make millions of dollars and work 12 months a year. And, you know, it's probably not going to ever affect the guys above me. The big guys, but it trickles down. So don't steal movies.
Yeah,
right.
Shut up!
Okay.
For that, because they're not making enough money.
Yeah.
So now that the directors and powerful actors have spoken up, the Academy's back down. So let the screening and the bootlegging begin. Very good. I think that's abominable.
As do I. Why? Which way did it turn out?
They are now sending the DVDs out to the
That is wrong. That is wrong.
And I am against it.
That is... Oh, my God. Hold on. I'll be back.
He's gone to the back of the studio. I'm not sure why he is doing that.
Is he okay?
He's thinking of something.
Is he all right? It's a dime.
Oh. Someone dropped a piece of change on the floor. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Sorry it was in the quarter.
But I'll tell you what. About this whole DVD thing?
Yeah. DVD.
I won't pay postage.
Neither will I.
I don't think I have to.
Thank you, Buzz. In sports, tattoos can be removed, of course, but it's not easy or cheap, and that's the kind of permanence Kobe Bryant has attached to his love for his wife. The accused rapist has been showing off the tats he got to prove his love for Vanessa. They include a crown, a halo, and some angel wings.
God!
He says she's a queen and an angel, and there's also a butterfly. Vanessa means butterfly.
Listen, he bought her a $4 million ring. I'm sure, you know, he's apologized to her.
Never enough, though. I worry about that. He also got a Bible passage tattoo that's about his personal battle, not anything about her.
Right.
He says he's guilty of adultery, but not rape. His wife is wearing, meanwhile.
Is that what it says? Yeah. Is that what the tattoo says? Guilty of adultery, not rape?
No, what Kobe says.
Is that what yours says, Roger?
Yeah, you
your tattoo, no thanks.
Kobe's wife is wearing an I Love Kobe bracelet, but her stepdad questions that. He says the marriage really fell apart over a year ago because of Kobe's adulterous ways.
Oh, and the bracelet looks like one of those WWJD, mm-hmm. you know, what would Jesus do? It's that type of bracelet.
Right.
That she's wearing.
I got to be on the stepdad side there. Yeah. Finally, these people who drink. This week, a press secretary for the president of the Philippines apologized for what he had done on an airline flight.
I'll drink to that.
Here we go. The other passengers were horrified. The guy was so stinking drunk, he claims that the reason he urinated in the cabin of the plane was because he mistook the emergency exit for a restroom.
Sound familiar, Buzz?
And even though he's confessed and apologized, he's been demoted. So I won't mention what happened here in the newsroom yesterday.
It doesn't get any better than this.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
That's it. We got to go. I don't want it. Have a great, great weekend. Thank you for listening. We've got Monday with the all-new episode. Love you free to love you, Bart. Don't hurt yourselves. Good day to you, sir.
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 Good day to you, sir. And you.
Robbie Wynn!
Yeah.
B.M.
Eaters.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.